Okay, welcome. Today is September 19th, 2021. This is the regular monthly meeting of the KPFK local station board. I'm the chair, Michael Novick, and our secretary.
Are you speaking? I can't hear you.
I'll speak louder. Today is September 19th, 2021. This is the regular monthly meeting of the KPFK local station board. I'm the chair, Michael Novick, and our secretary, Janine Roan, will call the roll.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Adler, excuse me, has requested an excused absence. So I'll start with Alan Beek. Fred Blair.
Present.
Thank you. Sandy Childs. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones has asked for an excused absence. Ali Lexa. I thought I saw him join the call. But I'll pass him and move on to Barbara Marbach.
Here.
Thank you. Michael Novick is here, but Rob Macon. Robert Payne. I thought I saw him as well.
They're both there. I'm asking them to unmute. They're both muted. Ali Lex and Robert Payne are both present, but they're muted. I'm not sure. Continue with the roll call.
Okay, great. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes. Rocio Rivas.
Present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Thank you. Janine Roan is me. Present. Mansoor Sabah. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman. Okay. Kiana Williams. And Mikkel.
Hi. Hello, present.
Could you say your last name for me so I pronounce it correctly from here on out?
Yeah, my last name is Calzada. The second C is a soft C, is a C with a slice, like in French, François, is like an S, Calzada, Mikkel Calzada.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And Lawrence Reyes is present. He was in the waiting room, and I admitted him, and Ali Alexa and
I'm
Robert.
Here.
Nick,
so I'm here. Are.
Yeah, they both unmuted.
Okay, Robert. So I'm doing, Ali, I've heard. Lawrence, are you present?
Yes, I'm in the house. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Miguel.
Good morning, Lawrence.
Okay, so I'll go to Alan Beek and maybe go off the call for a moment and call him to see if I can get him on. Rob Macon. Okay, we don't have Rob Macon. Robert Payne. I see Robert Payne, but
in the chat he said that he responded, but that and he had unmuted himself, but that it didn't come through.
So I'm wondering if he can do that again quickly.
Hello,
Rob. Hi, it's Michael Novick.
Michael.
So I believe I'm still waiting for a verbal from Rob Macon and Robert Payne.
Yeah, I just spoke to Rob. He said he was listening to the radio and time got away from him, so he's about to log in.
Okay. So should we wait or continue and have
okay,
them?
I see Mansoor is here. Also, I'll ask him to unmute if you didn't hear from him.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to just mute for a moment and call Alan Beek.
Chair, this is on to you. I've received my report. Chair, may I make a request? Can you please transmit my director's report to the rest of the board members? Because I'm still not listed for some reason on my...
I can't hear you, but completely. I did just forward your report to the LSB list, and I see we have a quorum, so I'd like to get underway. There was a volunteer from John P. Gary, who's on the call, who said he could function to keep time. So I'd like to ask Lydia Ponce to do a land acknowledgement and a reminder of our comportment on these calls.
Good morning, relatives. It's a beautiful day to be together in this purposeful, meaningful meeting to recognize that we all have a voice in these matters and that we come in a good way with a good heart to share our intentions, to share our ideas, and work together in a good way as better relatives. We acknowledge these lands as Tongva, unceded lands of the Tongva people, to the north, Chumash, northwest, I should say, to the valleys. We recognize and we are thankful for the Tataviam and the Hachiman in the south. And to all the relatives, to the ancestors of the Tongva, we give thanks to them as well. We give thanks for the ancestors, for people who are 5 and 6 and 7 generations Los Angelinos. We give thanks to them as well for their purposeful lives and their purposeful, meaningful transition to be ancestors to help guide us as well. Thank you. Aho metakiasen.
Oh, thank you, Lydia. So the next item on our agenda is the approval of the draft agenda, which everybody, I believe, has received and is also posted on kpftx.org. Is there a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved, Bella.
Okay, thank you, Bella.
Second, Lawrence.
Thank you. Is there any objection or changes that people want to make to that agenda before we adopt it?
Janine, to the staff.
Go ahead, Janine.
There is a fundraising time period, 3 minutes, and I was wondering that may need to be 4 or 5 minutes. Small adjustment.
Okay. Any objection to making that 5 minutes if necessary? It would increase the length of the meeting to 152 minutes, which is still shorter than some of the meetings often are. Hearing none, any further changes or amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda adopted. And the next item on the agenda, I believe, is the excused absence request. We had a request from Sandy Childs, Avelia Jones, and Michael Adler. Were there any others that people are aware of? Those are the only ones that were sent to the chair and the secretary. Hearing none, there are any objections to excusing those requests for approving those requests for excused absences? Okay, hearing none, those three are approved. The next item on the agenda is the Pacifica Mission. I had asked, we usually have a new member read it. I'm not sure if Rod Makin is on the call. He said he would do so.
I do have a number ending in 1011.
Okay, I actually see Rob. He's got to unmute himself, though.
Okay, I had to unmute the phone. Keep forgetting to do star six. I need to pull it up, find it. Where do I find it?
If you go to pacifica.org, you'll find it under the LSB, I think. PNB, rather. Let me take a quick look.
Yes, PNB.
Actually, it's a bylaws. Let's see.
I'm going to put it in a screen share.
It's under About. I'm sorry. If you go to pacifica.org under About, you'll find the mission statement.
Yeah.
Do you have that, Rob?
Let me. I'm trying to pull it up now.
Yeah, do you have it? Otherwise, maybe somebody else will read it in, or I can get it started.
I have it in front of me, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
This is Ballard. I have it in front of
me. Yeah, I have it. I'll get it started, and if Rob finds it,
okay.
He can continue. You have it?
I'll promise.
Okay, all right. Let me read. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. And so that has stood Pacifica in good stead for many years, and hopefully we'll continue to do so for many more. And we admitted our IGM, former IGM, Mo Thomas, is here with us. Thank you for joining us, Mo. The next item on the agenda is an appeal for funds for KPFK. And I know Paul Robeson initiated that motion to add that. Paul, would you like to say something about donations to the station? Have to unmute. touch her if he's available. We do request that people do donate. There are many of you on the call here, I'm sure, are regular donors, including the members of the board itself. But the station performs a service that is inimitable in Southern California, in both English and Spanish, providing programming that fulfills that mission or attempts to, and we're going to continue to do so with your support. So we urge you to go to kpfk.org/donate and possibly become a sustainer if you can. Paul says he's not his cell and apologizes he can't do that at this point. So moving on, we have the after action report on prior motions, which includes the elections. We did pass a couple of motions regarding the elections process. I think there's still dissatisfaction with how the LSB elections are proceeding, but we did air one candidate forum a little over a week or so ago. There's another one scheduled in Spanish on the 27th. I'm hopeful that there will be additional ones. We have, I believe, 38 candidates running for the local station board as listed delegates. And the bylaws do require that they all have opportunity to be on the air with a chance for listener call-in. So we'd like to see that happening in the coming couple of weeks. The election is continuing until October 15th. So there is time to fully inform our listeners about the choices and the issues that people are concerned about, and to express themselves on call-ins. The GM has said that he's asked traffic to start scheduling the candidate cards that have been recorded as well so that people can get that information. The other motion, we had a special meeting last month. We called for the IGM at that time to initiate a strategic planning meeting. That has happened. We've had about three meetings since then with some very successful communication between governance, management, and paid and unpaid staff. We're hoping that will continue. Several ideas have come out of that, including an effort to do phone banking and calling out to our listeners that Janine Munn, our secretary, has taken the lead on. We're trying to work together with the membership department to make that happen as soon as possible. And people are interested from this board, or people who have previously been phone room volunteers and getting involved in that, please let us know. Other proposals include special programming that would cover burning issues of the day and incorporate some fundraising. Ali Alexa from our board, a member of the staff, is working with Carrie Harrison to produce a series of webinars that would be behind a paywall involved with donating to the station. They would be doing interviews with people like Chris Hedges, John Nichols, and others. And there are several other ideas in progress. We are trying to reconstitute the local station board fundraising committee as part of this effort, and we'll be hearing more about all of that as the meeting proceeds.
Michael? So, it's Ali?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead, Ali.
Could you either email or type into the chat the dates of the on-air forums you just mentioned?
Yes, the one upcoming one is September 27th. That's the only one that's currently scheduled. That's the Spanish language one that the Spanish language program has initiated an effort to get one on the air, and the NES has agreed to it.
What are the hours for that?
I'm not
I'll
sure.
I'll fill that in, Michael, if you
okay,
like.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks. 8:30 to 10:30, thank you.
It is 8:30 to 10:30.
Yes, thanks. Paulina just put that in the chat. Thank you.
Thank you.
So our next agenda item, and very welcome, is we are welcoming our new general manager, Miquel Calzada, and he's hit the ground running just in
Michael,
a few days already. Yes?
I have Who's my that? Hand up in the fundraising section. This is Harvey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I didn't see you, Harvey. I have like too many screens at the same time. Go ahead, Harvey.
I have my hand up.
I am
okay,
a,
sorry.
I am a monthly donor to KPFK and have been for quite a while. And I, a few meetings ago, I requested a number of how much money has been spent on the lawsuit against New Day Pacifica. I think it's relevant to our fundraising since 60% of KPFK listeners voted for the New Day transition. Do you have, please, a number of how much of our money has been spent on the anti-New Day lawsuit?
I don't have it, but we'll make note of your request for that information. Lawrence Reyes
has
his hand up also.
Well, it's been a number of weeks. What's that?
Bella to the stack.
Okay, Chad, do I have the floor?
Okay,
yes.
I think it would be relevant to our fundraising appeals to let people know how much of our money is going towards this lawsuit.
Okay, thank you. As I say, well, I don't have that information at hand. Maybe one of the directors can speak to it, or maybe somebody from the finance committee. But Lawrence Reyes had his hand up, and then Bella.
Yeah, I would address that just briefly by saying that it has cost us over almost $1 million to have these two referendums that were postulated by New Day. So I think the red herring, if you will, of mixing apples and oranges with the fundraising committee is completely, I think, at this point, inappropriate. I just want to...
No, you may not right now. Mr. Reyes has the floor. I think he wants to say something else entirely. Let's please move on.
Yeah, I just want to reflect that I did submit a director's report that is going to reflect the concerns that members have of the elections that are taking place on a network-wide basis. I address it as a national concern. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we'll get to the director's reports in a minute. Bella, you had some other comment about the
yes, Mr. Chair.
After action items.
I wanted to clarify that the September 27th candidate forum will not be in Spanish. It will be Spanish translated.
Okay, thank you. I said it's during the Spanish language programming block, so there will be.
And further, this should not have been scheduled during that time slot, as it eliminates very critical programming. It should have been.
The initiation for that came. Excuse me, Bella. The proposal for that time slot came from the Spanish language programmers themselves.
I don't see
thank
how.
You.
Okay.
Okay. There was. Thank you, Bella. I'm sorry, Eric. You had your hand up.
Just a brief response to Harvey's remarks. If New Day had not falsely and speciously claimed victory in the New Day referendum, there would be no need for any litigation to make sure that result is honored by all concerned.
Okay, thank you. We're not litigating any of that on this call. We have a lot of business to take care of going forward, and we will do so. The next item on our agenda is the general manager's report. I don't want to have to mute people, so please respect the agenda we've adopted and proceed with it. Miguel Calzada, we did welcome you earlier, but for people who may have joined the call late, Miguel Calzada is our new incoming general manager, just took office on the 15th, on Wednesday, and as I said, has hit the ground running. He has a report for us, and we'll have some time for discussion with board members, followed by 10 minutes of public comment. Thank you. Go ahead, Miguel.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me. This is, as the chair has mentioned, my first meeting with the local station board, and this is my fourth day at the station and my fifth day in LA. So my report is not going to be very large. Instead, it's going to be brief. But nevertheless, I would love to address you some words regarding four points. The first one, and the most important, I think, is from my standpoint, is to have a budget for the next fiscal year.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, recording. That's going to continue. A budget for the new fiscal year 2022 that it's going to start in October the 1st. I think that this is one of the basic main things to have on our station since I heard that we've been running without a formal budget at least for 2 years. And this is what I'm going to try to set up with our business officer, Barry, and also with the financial committee. The second thing is to, as the president has already expressed, we should have a proactive attitude toward getting contributions from listeners. Obviously, this is the most burning thing, so to speak, in our play, how to get revenues and buy some time to stabilize the station. The third point I would like to address is the assess try to know the current policies at the station. During these 3 days, I've been sometimes amazed by some of the things that I've seen, but anyway, this is what it is, so we're gonna try to reverse that step by step. But what is also not critical, but obviously it's a basic, is another basic, another basic piece, because this is a radio station at the end of the day, is our programming. As all of you know, there has been lots of much put it on our programming because of all the discussions. By the way, I understand the passion. I understand the passion that you all have towards Pacifica and KPFK. I would really ask you and pray if you could spread positivity at all times and refrain from the contrary. As a newcomer, I've read lots of things in Google, just Googling KPFK. I know that everyone is in right of expressing whatever he, she may want, but I would really appreciate if we can refrain from doing so. Look, just as a brief example, I have some 250,000 followers on Twitter. Let's say that 200,000 are okay and are not bots. This is because my last work in my home country. I sometimes, when I see some of the news happening at my country or some of the actions taken by officers, it's instantly that I would like to go to Twitter and just smash whatever I think it has to be smashed. So I write it down, and after 10 seconds, I say, hey, there's no use. There's no use to me. There's no use to the people. There's no use to anyone. So that's one of the things that I would like for you to know. And other than this, I'm here at your service, at the service of this station board, and I will take the questions in these 10 minutes, 20 minutes that we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Are there questions or comments from members of the board? And then subsequent to that, we will take, as I say, 10 minutes of public comment.
Bella to the stack.
Okay, I see Jan Goodmouth has her hand up. Bella, why don't you go first, and then we'll hear from Jan, and other people can join. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Mikhail. Welcome again.
Bella. Thank you.
Yes, it was great meeting you at the Finance Committee on Wednesday.
Hang on for a second, Bella. There was a note in the chat. I just saw that the meeting is not being streamed. Fred had told us it was on the stream. Can you check on that, Fred, or clarify?
Yes, I'll check on it. But I, as far as I can tell, it's working just fine.
Okay, the message in the chat from Harahandel says it's not being streamed. Something about sixminutes.com, :9000.
I'm sorry. That it was being recorded just now, which it shouldn't have happened, but I don't.
That's it. The recording and the streaming are separate. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay.
Check on that.
Yes. I sent an email to Miguel Calzada on September 4th regarding the next town hall event, virtual for KPFK, that we need to get promoting as soon as possible. And also again on the 11th of September, there was no response. He then said that he would be responding once taking his position on the 15th. I tried to set a time to meet with him and with a director and the secretary of the LSB either Thursday, Friday. That was impossible for him. I received the message from the front desk receptionist that he would be calling me this coming week. The event starts on the 26th, Sunday. So I would like to ask Mr. Calzada what his plans are to go over the details so that we can start earnest promotion of the town hall event. I have already scheduled an email blast to the membership regarding the town hall that is to go out as soon as possible, which has been paid for because there has been no movement from the station regarding collaboration for quite a while. So that is a major concern right now. We need to utilize our space, our airwaves, as much as possible, as well with announcing, promoting the on-air cards that have been now reduced, I understand, to 30 seconds, which is unacceptable. This is incomprehensible. Anyway, thank you very much.
Hi, Bella. I understand that there are two questions here, one of the town hall and the other is about the elections. As you have already mentioned, yes, on Friday I was I was told by Maria, the front desk receptionist, that you wanted to meet with me. Okay, as I told you, I'll call you this next week to know you in person or through Zoom, if possible. Regarding the town hall and regarding the election forums and cards that have to be scheduled on our station, I have a meeting tomorrow at 9 with Mr. Perez, Matt Perez, and also with other members at the station to address this issue and to come out with a plan, with a planning for airing the cards and the forums.
Thank you, Miguel.
Thank you, Bella.
The other issue is promoting the town hall, so maybe we can arrange for a cart for that as well. Thank you. Jan Goodman is next.
It's in Spanish and English. I have it already ready.
Thank you. Jan, you were next.
Yes. So thank you so much for accepting the job here at KPFK. It is probably going to be one of the toughest jobs you've ever had in terms of complexity, for sure, because there are so many moving parts involved. And I just wanted to actually ask you, first of all, to say that you could probably work 24 hours a day and not have enough time to deal with all of the problems that are that KPFK has. But if there are things, I think that the LSB is full of talented people, and if there are things that people on the LSB can do to help you with anything, whether it's, you know, explaining, you know, what goes on, or if it's helping you in any way, I would truly like to make that offer for certainly for myself, but also for everyone else. And maybe to suggest, because there are so many tasks that need attention, that sometimes it's hard to switch from dealing with the problems to hearing from people, that I don't know if you might want to set some office hours for yourself, or like assume that, you know, between, I don't know, 11 and 12 or whatever time that people might call you, or depending on the COVID situation, visit, so that you have time to get the input from the listeners and the local station. Thank you. And I guess a request to our secretary, Janine, to send you the roster. Again, I'm sure it's somewhere in your files, but maybe to send you a roster of all the local station board people and their contact information so that you can contact them. It might be helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Yeah, that 4 members of the board, that is posted on KPFTX. So Mikhail does have access to that because I checked, and he's on the roster himself. Lydia Ponce was next.
Yes, thank you and good morning. I wanted to simply offer a solution. I work for 2 different environmental groups, Society of Native Nations out of Texas, and I'm blessed to be able to work from home. And also I consult for Azul. What I have is right relations with the youth groups for the Environmental LA. I would be more than happy to meet with you to perhaps put together the relevant voices that need to be heard and to help create the next generation of truth seekers, and to commonly heal that divide that Jan's speaking of. Thank you, Jan. However, I want to acknowledge the good in all the people who sacrifice time and energy and walk with a good heart. So I want to offer that to you. So you let me know in the next 2 weeks when you have time, because I think this would be fitting to write together a programming that is benefiting everyone on all sides of Los Angeles, Southern California. You know, we just have a wealth of beautiful cultures, and I would like to make sure that we encourage that to be English as a second language communities as well, Tagalog, Arabic. That way we cast a wide net of supporters, and we build community, not take it apart. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia, and thank you, Jen. I surely will set aside some time to schedule a meeting with you and any other member of this local station board that would like to discuss any issue of the station. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. And thanks for coming to the Finance Committee meeting on your first day practically in Los Angeles and on the job. Lawrence Reyes has a hand up. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So, Miguel, I really appreciate you stepping up to this challenge. I will do everything in my power to support you and to make it a successful one, right? Because in doing so, it will make it a successful one for the entire station and for the network again. So one of the things that I heard you say at the Finance Committee meeting was that there was a disconnect on the other side of the mic, right? Which you ingrained that in my mind because I also believe that there is a disconnect on the other side of the mic, that there's programs that are not relevant right now to our listener base. And as a result of that, we've been, listeners have been moving away, probably migrating to other public radio networks like our competition, KPCC, KCRW, and the such. What I would like to hear you clarify, does that mean that you think that the disconnect from the microphone to the community is not connecting to the community? And what do you intend to do about that? Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I don't think we should. I should extend on that. Sorry.
Please mute Jan. Or Jan, please mute.
Yeah. Go ahead. Continue. I'm muted.
Yeah, Lawrence. I don't know if this is the right place to extend on that, but maybe I was misunderstood when I said that on the Finance Committee. What I wanted to the idea I wanted to convey is that to increase our base of listeners, something has to resonate in the other side of the mic. And it is obvious that now we resonate very little. So two things. The first one, it is obvious that we have to get the help of the community. We have to outreach the community in other ways than we do. And the second one, regarding strictly the programming, first of all, let me say that I'm also amazed by the talent that is here. I hear some programs that could be perfectly, how do you say this in English, could be transmitted all over the country. How do you say it? You have a word for this?
Syndicated.
Yeah. There are some programs that could be syndicated. For instance, the other day, you have this program. Well, lots of programs running for decades, and some of them could be syndicated. But what I wanted to convey when I was saying so in the Finance Committee is that in radio, the listener takes very seriously the station he listens, is he or she listens. It's not like the TV where you just go from channel to channel. I mean, there's a loyal, loyalty in the act of listening to the radio, and it takes only one or two, so to speak, bad decisions, bad perms, bad opinions for this listener to think he or she has been somehow betrayed. And so that demands a lot of consistency in the programming. If we start changing and if we start changing time slots, if we start changing programming because there's something else special, etc., that creates a kind of disconnection to the listener. That was what I wanted to express. So in order to regain listeners, one of the many things that we should start doing is to be consistent in our programming. That people that listen to our station, I know that they can listen whenever they want because we have a stream, etc. But obviously we have 100 kilowatts there what's the name of his mountain? Come on, oh, my
Wilson,
Mount Wilson, and this is our main business. So we have to be, we have to do a special effort to be consistent and coherent with the programming. That's what I wanted to say. But I would be pleased to expand on this on the programming committee.
Thanks. I see a hand from Janine Barexi at time for this portion. We're going to go to listener comment, if that's okay.
Chair, yes. This is Lawrence. May I suggest that we go to the public comment after we hear from Janine?
Okay. Go ahead, Janine, but try to keep it brief.
Thank you. It's a very simple question. Mikhail, I know that you joined the Finance Committee meeting. And there was the request, it's a repeated request for a set of financials from our business manager, despite the fact that NIDA sends our financials 7 weeks after the closing of a month. So I'm wondering if you could comment on that, because it really hinders the work of the Finance Committee. And it seems to be a very contentious issue within the committee that it's repeatedly asked for and repeatedly not given. So I was wondering if you could comment on that. It involves a P&L, a general ledger, a trial balance. I'm wondering if you could comment. Thank you.
No, I think very briefly, I think that the financial committee has to have obviously the information at least one day in advance. And I don't see why we cannot submit some basic info to the financial committee. Another question is the nuts and bolts and a detailed report, but a basic statement 24 hours before the committee, I think we should be able to submit. And I'll talk with Barry. We have set up a weekly meeting and try to address it, although I know the efforts that he has been doing all this time, especially since February or March, and it's not an easy position.
All right, we're going to go on to a public comment. We have 10 minutes of public comment. Other members of the public on the call that wish to speak, you can raise your hand if you're on the phone with, I believe it's star 9, or if you're on a computer, just use the hand.
Michael, I'm unmuted. Mr.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry, Bella. Time expired for board meetings, board members, and you already spoke once. So we're moving on to public comment. I see several hands.
Okay, I'll be on the chat afterwards. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please don't interrupt again, Bella. We have several hands up from Andrew Weiss, and I see 323. Was that Margot Iser?
This is Mo Thomas. Is to the stack, please.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Kim to the stack.
And Myla.
Okay. So we have about 90 seconds per person. We have about 10 minutes. I have Andrew Weiss, Margot Iser, Sue Cohn, Mo Thomas, Kim Kaufman, and someone on the 213 number.
And Myla. Okay.
And Myla. Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Halley.
Okay. We'll try to get you all in the 10 minutes if we can. If not, there's another public comment period later. Go ahead, Andrew, quickly.
Excuse me, but my hand was up first. Thank you.
We'll do what we can. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do my best here. It's hard to see the entire screen at the same time because there are more than 40 people on the call. Just go ahead in the order I said it, please. Andrew, quickly.
Thank you, Michael. And welcome, Miguel, if I may, our new GM. I'm a 30-year plus listener member to the station, a financial supporter. First question, please, and I welcome you and thank you. As well as many great resources within our great local station board, the listener membership is an incredible resource as well with many talents. So please access that as well. And they're willing and able, I think, myself. And a question, I'd like to know, you said you found some, maybe you said amazing things at the station, if you can identify what those are. And then secondly, I think most important to myself and I think many listeners is communication, feedback, accountability between the management, the LSB, the staff, and the listeners. And so the Pacifica National Board to foster this has mandated a monthly on-air report, or I would call a dialogue with the listeners for both the management and the LSB with the listeners with call-in time. Our last interim general manager, Mo Thomas, has greatly implemented this in his 3 months. However, before that, it was not done by the previous general manager on a regular basis, and I think the station suffered greatly from that. I would like to know and would like to ask you to commit to doing that starting immediately, monthly.
Time has expired. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. There's 90 seconds per
comment.
Thank
you, Michael.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I'll try to look regarding the time, Colleen. I don't know if this is on the bylaws, but if it's mandated, I will sure resume the call-in honor. Regarding, I thank you also the offer for to reach out to the listeners and to the members. Thank you.
Okay, I had Margo Eiser next.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, good. Now here I will go slowly and carefully. First, we do need truth, so I must correct the land acknowledgement. The original native people of this area are the Kish, K-I-Z-H. Please look up this early research and factual report called K-I-Z-H, Kish, not Tonga, for all the details. Thank you. Now, secondly, Margo Eiser welcomes you. Miguel, glad you seem to know that the programs we hear on KPFK via radio are very important to us. I and many others want to let you know that all of us want to work together with you in all ways to make sure that KPFA keeps and revises the attractive programming and help provide new programming. And this is helped be helped by increasing the outreach, such as via the upcoming town hall. And we want to let everyone in the area know how to become paid up listener sponsor members so that we all, the current members and they, can all participate to help you run our station by volunteering to work in the various LSB committees, such as Program Oversight Committee, which would help deal with upcoming, and the others. And that also, you mentioned you do know some communication techniques, and I'd like to see that we can learn and practice and get teaching effective communication techniques called like a peaceful resolution of conflicts and things like that, peaceful communication. So I hope that we're keeping with the Pacifica mission statement. So I know that we're all willing to work together with you. Thank you for coming.
Okay, thanks. I believe Mo Thomas was next, and then Sue Cohn Johnson and Myla and Kim.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you may be. I'm in Delaware. Greetings to all of you. It was wonderful working with you for the few months that I was there in Los Angeles. Miguel and I had, how long was it? About an hour, hour and a half meeting? No, more like 2 hours. Yeah, and we talked a lot about the station and the personnel and the commitment, particularly this LSB and particularly the staff. The staff does outstanding work. If anybody has the idea that the only reason why they come in is for a check, they're sadly mistaken. They have nothing but the best interests of the station, and they put in many more hours than they're actually compensated. That said, I endorse the idea. I've repeated it many times that community engagement, community involvement, and checking with community leaders is the key to our continued success. Once we do that, I think we will be richly rewarded with a greater audience and also greater revenues. And it's something that you just, you don't do one time. You have to do it on a continuous basis. Miguel and I are in complete agreement. And finally, after I say thank you to all of you, I'm going to say in public what I've said in private to Miguel is that I stand ready to assist him in any way I can. If I have to come running out to L.A. to be of hands-on assistance, I will, for he and Stuart, the chief engineer. But I stand in service ready for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo, and appreciate what you did as IGM. I believe the next is Sue Cohn-Johnson, followed by Myla Reeson and Kim Kaufman. And please be aware of the time.
Sorry. Welcome, and thank you, Senor Calzada. And the one issue that's flying by is that the programmers need some kind of an instruction when they come to the station. At least tell them where to park, but tell them something about rights and responsibilities and how to get along with their board up and what the mission is, and talk to them. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Obviously, we'll try to address this thing. I'm sure you know that we lack a program director. I assume this responsibility myself, and I'll make sure that the relationship between the board ops and the programs are the best it can be.
Thanks, Myla. Go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. And Miguel, I want to offer you a very warm welcome. I'm very pleased to hear from you and to learn about your vision for the station. I agree that we have tremendous potential to reach far more people than we already reach. And Mo, I really appreciate you acknowledging the hardworking staff at KPFK. They're not there for the paycheck, believe me. And, you know, especially the volunteer staff, but also the paid staff and the union staff. And I know it's a very complex job. And again, I welcome you and thank you for taking the position as general manager.
Alan Peake, the stack.
Okay, right now we're at public comment, Alan, so save it for a minute. The next public comment is from Kim Kaufman, I believe.
I have 2 points I would like to make.
Alan, we have public comment right now. Please listen to what I said. Hold on. We'll get to you. The next person up is Kim Kaufman.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kim Kaufman. To Miguel, I am a former treasurer and have a long and historical expertise about the finances. And I want to start with saying, first of all, Fred's numbers in his report are misleading and inadequate. Using averages is just lazy and doesn't reflect that the first half of the year is very different than the second half of the year. I've done the numbers, and they're quite different than Fred's, but I'm not going to spend time on this right now. I know nobody cares. The local finance committee sunk to a new low last week. Treasurer Fred Blair simply made up ridiculous new rules to keep the public, in particular one person, from speaking. He said it would violate the election fair practices rules because they were on air. He doesn't seem to understand that was a committee being streamed and not on the radio. Of course, Fred is a candidate also, as was Grace Aaron, who also weighed in to make up another nutty rule to shut out any public comments. I'm sorry, Michael, don't have faces. This really bothers me.
No, I'm sorry. All I'm saying is that we're at time for the public comment. So if you want to extend
it. Well, I'm not finished.
I understand that, but I'm asked. Is the body okay with extending the public comment here?
Yes, Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to extend it for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Any objection? Okay. Hearing none. Continue, Kim, and then we'll hear from Hara.
Well, we did take time out to hear Miguel's responses.
Yeah. Please continue, Kim.
I will.
But there's also a longstanding rule that the committee membership gets set in March or April, and there must be one more LSD member than members of the public. Fred violated that rule the last meeting to allow three more members onto the committee, making there more listeners than LSB members. Further, last November, this LSB didn't approve the budget for the current year of fiscal 21. By definition, the MFC was supposed to make a workable budget for KPFK for the year for the PNB. That hasn't happened, but apparently next Tuesday, the MFC is going to take up KPFK's current year budget a week and a half before the end of the fiscal year. But they're not even looking at a budget. They're looking at the year-to-date P&L statements with projections to the end of the year. It's sad they don't know the difference between a budget and a P&L. The chair has somehow morphed the fact that the NFC didn't do anything this year into a mandate to create...
Okay, thank you, Kim. There is a 90-second limit.
Let me finish my sentence. To create KPFK's fiscal 22 budget with no input from KPFK's general manager or business manager. This is really unconscionable, and Mikkel really needs to step in and become part of the budget. And by the way, there have been no approved budgets for 6 years. So hopefully this year, Mikkel may help them make a budget. Thank you.
Thank you. There was a comment in the chat from Hara Handala. He says that there is still no stream. I don't know what the problem is, because I was assured by Fred and by Polina that it's on the stream. Maybe he's looking in the wrong place. Maybe the posting is wrong in KPFDX. He says that the link that's given, 6minutes.com colon something, is not working, and that's why he called in. So if someone can check again on that.
Michael, can I respond?
Go ahead.
The stream is working just fine. There's probably something wrong with his browser and his browser's links. I can't deal with one individual.
Thank you.
Michael, there's another comment from Hara that needs to be read.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Regarding the fund drive that ran Tuesday, July 12th through Monday, August 30th, 6 whole weeks, two surprising and glaring facts can be inferred from the data given to the Wednesday, September 15th KPFK Finance Committee by business manager Barry Brooks. He said the drive, quote, raised a total of $235,725 with 1,592 pledges, end quote, made. Regrettably, he didn't give the number of donors. So, one, the average pledge corresponds to $148.07 raised. Note, the average donation and the donor distribution wasn't disclosed. And two, using the membership station data of 11,729 members at April 7th, 2021, from the National Election Supervisor, assuming all pledgers are KPFK members and the membership was unchanged, pledgers amounted to only approximately 13.6% of the members, or 1 in 7 1/3, 3 in 22 people. So more than 86% of members didn't pledge. Big donors may be contacted, but so can all the members. And it would be naive to believe that the New Day attempt to break up the Pacifica network hasn't undermined the attempt to raise money for KPFK. And no Pacifican is naive.
Okay, thank you. I think we're at time again because we extended for 3 minutes. There are several members of the board that raised their hand, but I want to move the agenda. We have our PNB director's reports and discussion. There is an item on the agenda for the treasurer's report. We can bring some of these questions back up at that time. So I'd like to go to the directors at this time. We have 25 minutes, including discussion. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Halley. You'll have to save it for the next public comment. I'm sorry. We didn't get to you. Is one of the directors available to speak? I see Lydia Ponce, our newest director. Do you want to go first, Lydia?
No, it wasn't about that. I'm asking for a minute.
Okay. well, go ahead.
Thank you. My My land acknowledgement comes from healing and unity. It doesn't come from divisiveness, and it doesn't come with any malice at all. For someone to come and correct it, someone white and someone who wants to dabble into tribal local politics, I will not engage. I have been taught that we are all capable of hurting each other, intentionally or non-intentionally. And either we rise to our day and have the gift of our day before us, either intentionally wanting to hurt people, or when we know that we've hurt someone unintentionally, that we are able to make apologies, or we can be part of the healing. You know, I'm just going to say that I stand by my land acknowledgement, and I said, and I included, and all the Tongva relatives. So there it is. And I will continue to pray for everyone. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And welcome to the National Board as our director, one of our directors from KPFK. Are there other directors that want to speak at this time?
Michael, if Beth or Ali is not prepared, I'm prepared to give my directives.
Sure, why don't you go ahead and we'll hear from the others as well.
Okay,
I'm prepared
you.
Whenever you're ready to hear from me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so good morning. Good morning, KPFK, LSV. My report will mainly reflect my work on national concerns, it's very real concerns of our upcoming LSV delegates election and the difficulties implementing the bylaws articles 4, section 6, which lays out the process of our democratically run delegate elections for the Pacifica Network. I have convened the PNB Elections Committee as Chairperson Pro Temp with our LSV Secretary Janine Rowe as Secretary Pro Temp. And we created a special rule called the Committee, a Committee of the Whole, where we have taken testimony from Pacifica listeners and candidates, and the public comments have added the legitimacy to not only my concerns as a PNB listener director, but my many concerns have been amplified as a result of that. I'm including in my director's report those concerns of a lack of election information throughout the network and just a snapshot of perceived fair campaign provision violations, as well as compliance with Article 4, Section 6 of our Pacifica Foundation bylaws. Now, board members, I have included a list of those concerns from the testimony that we have taken from across the network, from our listeners, our stakeholders, as well as candidates, in regards to the fairness and the implementation of the resolution that is also attached to my report to the PNB that passed with, I think, two abstentions. So also, there has been an update in regards to carts throughout the network from WBAI, KPFK, KPFT, and WPFW, and KPFA. I still very concerned that the spirit of an enfranchisement and also informing our listener base of these elections and the platforms of the candidates is not being well heard. So I'm enlightened to see them. Our new GM is definitely hit the floor running on this. And so I'll leave it at that. I would also like to request that our secretary post this to kpft@.org. Thank you.
Yeah, well, Janine will convert it to a PDF for us, and we'll post it.
I actually have a question. What am I posting?
I sent around Lawrence's director's report, but it's in the doc file, so we'll get to it a little bit later if you can change it to a PDF.
Oh, I sent it as a PDF to
you did?
LSP.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
In the same thread as this meeting.
Okay. After the meeting, we'll get it posted, Lawrence. I can't.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Beth, you wanted to go ahead next?
Thank you. Yes, this is my director's report for the month of September. I was elected to both the KPFK LSB and the PNB well into what has clearly been an extended period of years of managerial turmoil and disorder. Years went by with no audits at all until recent successful efforts to restore our audit process just this year. Seriously inadequate attention to the budget process over time has also led to 6 years with no budgets at all, including last year's attempt to create a KPF budget no less than 7 times to no avail, even with the assistance of the previous local finance committee. My tenure on both the local and national finance committees began at the point at which our local finance committee and LSB conceded that they had reached an impasse in that attempt, and halfway through this fiscal year, turned over the task to the PNB, the NFC, and the very capable hands of the business professionals at NEDA to remedy the situation. Working our way out of that predicament and restoring order to the process has taken time. We're only now on the verge of presenting preliminary results of that effort with the objective of mapping out a remedial pathway into the future. Such significant course correction can be accomplished only incrementally, with this year serving as a baseline and turning point, and subsequent years holding out the possibility of further improvement if we can stay the course. The prospect of Pacifica's overall financial health continues to show gradual improvement as the benefits of increased financial self-discipline become more apparent over time, thanks in no small part to the business acumen of NEDA's professional business services. Their reliable standard business practices create a long overdue and very welcome internal regularity and fiscal self-discipline, providing at least the opportunity for longer-term strategic planning and a more stable and predictable future if we are prepared to take advantage of it. Over the course of the last month, the current KPFK financial crisis and unresolved questions about the ongoing election process have engendered many special and emergency meetings in addition to ongoing regular board and committee meetings, task forces, and work groups. In the past month, I've taken part in more work sessions than I can count, and much independent background work tracking down and helping document excessive expenditures and opportunities to economize, with many long hours of collaboration with the KPFK treasurer and our colleagues from the NFC, the National Finance Committee, to whom we owe a notable debt of gratitude. In addition, I've attended all regular and special national meetings in which I'm responsible to represent KPFK listeners and to the LSB, including all Pacifica National Board, National Finance Committee, National Strategic Planning Committee meetings, and others. In particular, at my request, the Pacifica National Development Task Force has finally reconvened and is now scheduled to meet regularly on an ongoing basis with a number of projects in the works. In addition, I took part in my first on-air LSB report to the listener with 18 hours notice, a new production intended to become a regular feature. Please feel free to contact me with any questions, comments, or concerns about our work at the national level now or at any time throughout the month, and I'll do my best to respond. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. Ali Lexa, did you have anything to report as the staff director?
Yes, I just wanted to support Beth's report and say that I agree with all of her comments. I also wanted to emphasize that KPFK is in a severe financial crisis, probably the worst we've ever seen. And as I fancy myself an optimist, I would like to say that I am encouraged by seeing people from all sides coming together to try and come up with solutions and resolve for this financial crisis. And I hope that that will continue and that personal fighting or factionalism can step aside for a little while we all work together towards these goals. And I also wanted to endorse the comments about the NITA Corporation and the wonderful work they've been doing as HR, bookkeeping, and financial. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We have some time for LSB questions and comments. Janine, you have your hand up.
Alan Beek.
Okay. That's right. Yes, actually, Alan was tried to speak earlier. Why don't you start, Alan, and then we'll hear from Janine and Bella. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. I have two comments that I think will be encouraging to the new general manager. One is that we have a budget for a fiscal year budget for 2022, which is balanced. And that budget has been distributed to all the members of the Finance Committee, and that can be sent to him if he wants it. And there it is, ready to go 2 weeks from now when we have to start the new fiscal year. The second point I want to make is that I think our financial problems can be helped if we will keep in touch with our listeners through the use of a blog to all send each other our thoughts by emails. The listeners will have lots of good suggestions for us about our programming, the things that should be air on the air, the things that should not be on the air. And the listeners out in the regions that we are supposed to be serving, the underserved areas of the Los Angeles region, and we want to hear from them. If we receive their emails, we may do our job much better, meet the demands of the community, public community, and public radio corporation that supplies some of our funds. Last January, the local board did decide to establish such a blog, and in the meantime, a professional...
Okay, I'm sorry. We're at time for your comments. We're going to go on to the other members of the LSB. I have Janine, Bella, and Oscar, and we still need to hear about a couple of the PNB committees as well. Go ahead, Janine.
Hi, thanks, Michael. I wanted to just note a few things about Beth's report. Well, first of all, thank you, Lawrence. I'm a secretary, the secretary for the Elections Committee, and it's still very disheartening that there's no candidate statements on air at KPFK. And at WBAI, we need to be aware that they are cutting the statements. People recorded a 1 hour or 1 minute statements, and they are editing it and putting it on air. And that would be extremely, as a candidate, that would be extremely upsetting. Well, it would be outside of me even being a candidate. It's just to have someone else figure out what part of your statement should be conveyed to the listeners is just unbelievable. I would say when Beth says seriously inadequate attention to the budget, my comment would be by whom? I think our previous management and our business manager, we have repeatedly tried to budget. The Finance Committee has repeatedly tried to come up with a budget. So it is not from the end of the committee. And then in the capable hands of the business professionals at NET, I agree that they are capable, but what's happening is we're getting the reports too late. And I've repeatedly recommended for perhaps like a bookkeeper, a part-time bookkeeper to come in so that we have our own records that can be referred to, especially in these times when it's so important to know where we are at week by week, to be discussing our finances based on paperwork from 2 months prior is just really unacceptable, and we have to solve that. And then I would be curious what the Pacifica National...
Janine, I'm sorry, we're at time.
I'm hoping she can comment more on the Pacifica National Development Task Force and what it's doing, if she could do that for me.
Bella is next, then Oscar and Rob Macon, and I think we might be at time for this segment. Go ahead, Bella. Try to stay within the 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Janine, for that, and thank you, Lawrence. I want to stress that Lawrence Reyes, Director, read all the violations regarding the current elections of the LSB because the public needs to hear them. If we are going to post it after the meeting, it will be after the fact. This is a current unethical procedure that calls for a great deal of attention. I want to draw attention to the finances. we have been receiving not only very late reports from NITA, but no reports at all for nearly 3 months until it has been unbelievably late. And what that has caused is that we cannot do oversight. And this also contributes to the financial funk that the station is in, which affects the entire network. Beyond that, there are unethical ways of reporting. NITA has been reporting on the PNL. And I want to stress that I'm holding a motion that was passed by the LSB on January 19, 2020, which demanded timely monthly reports, not a day before, Mikhail. Nobody can work that way. It has to be at least 5 days before the monthly meetings so that we can review, comment with whoever is processing the reports. And we need them locally. We need a balance sheet that shows us how much money we have at the bank, how much we are getting in, and how much money we owe. And without these monthly reports and a bank reconciliation, a general ledger, and, of course, the P&L and an accounts payable aging report, without these appropriate documents on the real world.
Thanks, Bella. We're at time for your comment.
Okay, let me wrap up. Without these monthly reports, we are useless, and we cannot conduct the work under the bylaws we are charged with at the Finance Committee.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, so obviously the management also needs those reports themselves, and I'm sure we're going to try to get them. Oscar is next, and then Rob Macon.
Yeah, good morning. And well, just to say bienvenido to Miguel to this endeavor. We are in the name of, I'm representing the name of the Spanish programming block of KPFK. And definitely we would like to closely work with you. Hopefully we can set a meeting to expose our particular ideas and our particular needs, and also to ask for your support. Unfortunately, our last general manager actually seems like he was working against us for factional difference, I guess. But in the end, we're open and to try to work to see or the way that we can contribute and get new membership and new to expand our listenership and the ways that we know we can do and they can it can also contribute in general to the benefit of the station. And also to remind everybody that the next Monday, 27th of September, we're going to have a candidate forum, both Spanish translated. That's really important, so people can, understand that it's not only about us. This is an effort that we provide gladly to for the candidates and make notice that seems like again we are kind of walking a little bit of resistance or maybe lack of communication with our NAES, whoever is some people who are on our mailing list between here. It's a really short person with really short answers. We sometimes have to interpret what you want and what we need to tell, but in the end it's going to take a big effort. But welcome again, Miguel.
Thank you, Oscar. I had a hand up from Rob Macon, but now I don't see him. Rob, are you still on the call? A couple of different screens. I don't hear him or see him. Maybe he fell off in some way. We'll try to get back to him if he gets back on. Are there any responses from the directors to some of those questions that were raised?
Yeah, I'd like to respond just real quick. The audits have been done. That audit was submitted in, I believe, last month. We are currently on the 2020 audit. I do support my colleague Beth Van Groen's report. I'm on the audit committee. Also, just want to clarify that I do not miss any meetings as well. And I make all the national board meetings, all the emergency meetings, and I also convene quite a few committees. So I understand that the majority of the work that needs to be done to assist the station and the board is done in committee. So I hope those people who are out there next year will join committees or just go to committees to observe. I also want to provide a constructive criticism. I think the finance committee was it was really not appropriate for somebody to be acknowledged with the stack and then be muted and then be told what to say or what not to say. Or if the chair didn't hear what they wanted to hear, then they would mute them or ask them to be quiet. That's not okay, and that has to change. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you the best?
Beth or Ali, anybody else? Go ahead, Beth.
This is Beth. Thank you. yes. In terms of NEDA, we consistently experience a one-day turnaround from NEDA after they get data from us. So they're not the bottleneck. It's important to track the data and see where it's coming from, how far it gets, where it's going to, how long it takes. Once we get the data to NEDA, in my own personal experience as well, every time I've asked for data, it's never taken them longer than one day turnaround, one business day. So that's one thing. In terms of the other work from this year, when I got here, there had been no audits in 7 years. And over the course of this year, we've caught all the audits up so that we're now current, which is huge. That's NEDA that did that, all that heavy lifting. Again, they were able to process that information at the rate that they got it from us. So the bottleneck was not on their end, it was on our end. It did delay the process of our budget, because there's been a lot of work to catch up at the national level as well as at the local level. We are month by month by month making progress, and
okay,
we're not losing ground, we're gaining ground. There's, in response to other things, budgets. When I got here, there had been no budgets in the last 7 years. There are now budgets in place for 6 of the 8 units or financial entities within Pacific.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please sort of wrap it up. We have Rob Macon back on the call, and he was previously on and wanted to ask a question. So
I'll just finish that point then. Ours is the last budget to be processed because we were the last one to get to turn the process over to them. Everybody else produced their own, and because we're clearly the biggest problem in the network, and so we've actually had to generate that budget. So.
Okay, thanks. So the problem with our budget is that we were given 2 successive budgets from the management that were not balanced. They were rejected by the LSB after discussion by the local finance committee and the board itself. So Rob Macon, you had your hand up. Did you have a comment to the directors? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I need to get another phone. Okay, the general manager mentioned that he went on the internet, and I think it was his Twitter, where he said he saw like a handful of negative comments about what's going on at the station. As you may recall, the last meeting that we had, when I had a chance to speak on this very issue, I spoke and I mentioned the word rebranding. Okay, and I got attacked with using that term. Basically, what rebranding means is just changing what I just mentioned about all the negative comments that the general manager mentioned that he saw on the internet, because the donors, they see that, and you don't want to invest in things like that. And that's where I came up with I use the word rebranding. It's a term that I use in my industry for marketing.
Okay.
And if I'm sorry.
Thanks, Rob. Really, this time is for responses to the director's report. So I do want to point out that on this agenda item, we do have to fill 2 vacancies on a PNB committee, which is the PNB Programming Committee. and that's on our agenda under the director's reports that we have the PNB Program Committee and the Elections Committee reports. I would have to say that I think the Elections Committee report was already given. And I don't know if there's one of the directors say whether the PNB Programming Committee motion that they were considering regarding programming committees at each of the stations was adopted, or is that still pending?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
So the chair of the National Programming Committee withdrew it for further editing and modification.
All right. Thank you. So we do have to add two members. Lydia Ponce was serving in that committee as a delegate. She is now a director. And Harvey Wasserman was serving as a delegate and resigned because he had conflict. So we need to replace two delegates on the PNB Programming Committee. And hopefully we'll have a couple of volunteers and can just recognize them. I see your hand up, Bella. Is that
yes,
on this item?
Yes, Bella DeSoto would like to volunteer. And I also wanted to address the report by Beth Van Gutten, which was incorrect regarding NETA. I'll leave it there.
All right. So you're volunteering for the as a delegate on the PNB Programming Committee.
Mr.
I would actually
Chair?
Also like.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Go
I
ahead.
Also volunteer.
Okay.
Chair,
all right,
this is Lawrence.
Withdraw.
This is Lawrence. I just want to let the board know of my intention of going to the Pacifica National Board and resigning as a committee member, as a director on the programming committee, because I have a lot on my plate. And so I will support Lydia to be the director representative of KPFK on the programming committee.
Okay, thank you. That would be a matter for the PNB to take up, but appreciate the information.
I appreciate the information.
The PNB selects a director from each station to be on the committees, and the LSBs elect delegates. Are there additional delegate self-nominations to the PNB Programming Committee? Okay, hearing none, then I would say the positions.
I'm sorry, Michael. I couldn't unmute myself. This is Oscar. I don't hear myself.
I'm sorry, Oscar, are you nominating yourself also?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, in that case, we have three nominees. We'll have to figure out a way to carry out a vote by email, unless one of them wants to withdraw or... separate from the meeting, we're going to have to draft. We have authorized electronic communications and electronic voting for positions, so we'll come up with a ballot and get it to people and figure out. The time has expired on this item, so
Chair, if I could just add some question to the chair.
Go ahead.
Both Oscar and Paulina are staff reps. Does that need to be distinguished, that one listener rep and one staff rep, or
no restriction. As far as directors, we must have three listener directors and one staff director, but as far as delegates to serve on committees, no. Janine, your hand is up. Is that just an artifact or?
No, well, I was still hoping to get an answer about what exactly the agenda is for the Pacific National Development Task Force from Beth. She mentioned it in her report.
Yeah, the Development Task Force has been looking at off-air fundraising for the foundation as a whole and for the stations and trying to come up with proposals. We've had some discussion about, there are several of us who are from KPFK and other stations. We try to set up a local development task force inside rather than reinventing the wheel. We would join the national one. So that includes Eric Jacobs and myself, Michael Adler and Steve Kaiser were on that. And now Beth as well, Nancy Storton. There were people from a couple of other stations. We've been looking at possibilities of grant writing, major donor donations, events, trying to coordinate events, between stations and so on.
Well, can I follow up?
Quickly.
Well, I mean, one, it's having been on the strategy, and I can speak more to this when we talk about the fundraising committee that's being sort of resurrected here, but not having known that was being done on a national level and having so many people involved in it when there was no prior notice is, it's just, I think it should be discussed. And whether it's done right now or later or whatever, but I do think that there needs to be transparency with what's going on with the with it. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. To respond to that
quickly,
all those meetings are noticed on KPFTX. I once it fell to me to chair the most recent meeting. I posted. I am about to post meetings through the rest of this year to make sure that they happen. So far this year, the only ones that have happened were the ones that I requested. And rather than request another meeting every month, I'm going to post them for the rest of the year to make sure this continues. This wasn't my idea. I signed up for the local committee, and when nothing happened there, I ended up kind of dropped until I found out this was happening at the national level and found my way onto the board. And now here we are. I did draft a brief report to the National PNB for the last meeting, but they didn't have time for it. They ran out of time. I offered that to Janine in the by text after her question. I'd be happy to provide it to anyone who wants it or the list. It hasn't been received by the PNB yet, but for what it's worth, there it is. And all future meetings will be posted to the KPFTX by the end of today, the next meeting. But we've been meeting on the last Monday of each month, I believe at 5:30 our time, 8:30 Eastern time, because that's what works for both codes. And whatever it is, I will post it consistent with what our previous meetings have been.
Okay, if I can just respond to Janine's question, I did report to the LSB previously that we had folded the local development task force efforts into the national, and that Eric, myself, Michael, and Steve were on that, so maybe it got missed, maybe it wasn't emphasized enough. There has been a problem. There has been a problem getting the meetings and getting quorum, and so Nancy Sorden from WPFW was chairing that, and I think it's good that Beth has taken that up and gotten those scheduled so they can happen more regularly. Paulina,
so
you had a hand up.
I'm sorry, Michael. Does that mean that there's minutes of what's transpiring at these meetings? Because, I mean, we'll address this later. I stepped up as the fundraising chair. And to not know that there's a development committee at a national level also working on the same items is just, you know, without minutes, you know, I would like to be brought up to speed on the committee. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I think, as I say, I think Nancy Sorden sent around a couple of reports, so I'll try to dig them back out of my email and circulate them. There is a slight, we'll talk further about the distinction between the fundraising committee locally and the development task force later. Paulina, hand up for a moment. Did you?
I lowered it more than I figured out my question.
Okay, thank you. All right, so again, we'll have to figure out a way to conduct an election for the PNB Programming Committee, and you'll get an email subsequent to copying that. Let's move on the agenda. We have public comment again at this point, public comment number two. And the first person on the stack would be Dr. Halley, because he didn't get on last time. And we have 10 minutes for this. If somebody else wants to speak as well, please raise your hand. Dr. Halley, you still with us?
Yes, please.
Go ahead. You have 90 seconds.
Yes, good afternoon, all. Mr. Calzada, welcome to our...
Just to say, he did announce when he got on that he had to leave by about noon, and he had to leave the call, so he's not with us right now. Thank you.
Okay, well, now, in a more general way, I want to welcome him to our Pacific radio station, and then going on. I've been a KPFK volunteer for many, many years. I'm hoping the new administration, so to speak, will particularly push for... I'm sorry, it's a little dark in here. Give me 1 second. Ah, damn. Particularly work for transparency, financial viability, and listener-member involvement. And then I want to say, and I'll say that I think all too often the listeners have been left out in the cold. Finally, I'll say I'd like to give a really big hand for people like Bill DeSoto and Beth Ann Gooden for their, I'm missing some words here, for their super work toward helping getting things back on track financially. My experience is that our station has been a terrific financial mess for pretty close to 10 years. And this has just been absurd, just very, very upsetting. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional hands up. I see Colin user number 2 on the phone. You have the floor.
Can you get to the chat, Michael? I don't know how to raise my hand. I put it in
okay,
the chat.
Okay, I saw in the chat that you said you wanted to speak
okay.
after other people. So I
after other people
yet.
Who haven't spoken yet.
Yes, Colin user number 2 hasn't spoken yet, and we'll do so now. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Raymond Goldstone. I didn't intend to speak, however, with regard to the local finance committee meeting, I stand ready to defend, if necessary, Fred. The fact is that the only muting that was done was of people who wouldn't shut up. They kept on the same line constantly interrupting him, and he couldn't run the meeting without that tool. Moreover, the issue of the candidates had to do with using resources, not on air, but resources, and the call was not an appropriate use of resources. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Other hands? Okay, I see Andrew Iso. Kim is actually next because Andrew has also spoken previously. And then we'll hear from Kim and then Andrew.
Hi.
90 seconds, Kim.
Okay. I want to make it clear to people that NEDA is not paid to work on KPFK. They are paid to work on WBAI, who does not have a full-time business manager or a part-time business manager. They don't have any business manager, but KPFK has a full-time manager, business manager, who is supposed to do this work. And that is a problem, that NEDA is being leaned on to fill in this work, which they're not required to do, and I don't want to get further into that area, which I know that some people know what I'm talking about. There are plenty of financial information given to the Finance Committee, especially last year, especially after Lawrence Reyes did his director's inspection. Nobody read it. Nobody could speak to it, and that's why, I was the only one who analyzed it. So all this, demand for more information, well, I'm all for information. You can't even, it's not, the information you have is not being utilized well. That's it for now.
A chair?
Yes, who is that?
This is Nancy.
Okay, I'll add you to the stack. In fact, why don't you go ahead, because Andrew already spoke once. Go ahead.
Okay. A welcome to the general manager, Miquel Calzada. Very happy that you are there. Very unhappy that you did not become our manager at KPFT. All right. I'd like to say your upcoming town hall meeting, I think it's very important that you consider to put it live on the air. And the National Programming Committee unanimously decided that these town hall meetings should be live on the air. However, the national board chair ask that the committee talk to the general managers and get their opinions, which I will send you a request for your opinion. And the next thing is that you have an election of three candidates for the delegates two delegates need to be sent to the National Programming Committee. Please do this election with a voiced and or written. I think voiced is better, at least 2 minute speech, because, you know, it's very hard, very easy to miss an email in the in your inbox. So just don't have an election without hearing from the three choices.
Thank you.
Pick two. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Andrew is next.
Yeah.
Andrew Weiss, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, thank you, Michael. Well, we do have our differences. I just want to remind everyone, for what it's worth, that we're all, I hope, here to benefit Pacifica and KPFK. And it's been suggested, I don't know if it's happened, that some sort of retreat be done, that can be done for the LSB to come together and outside of business, get to know each other and work on ways to work in a way that is more as respectful and as productive as possible. And I'm wondering, perhaps that might even be something good for the listeners too, some sort of way to come together to get to know each other as listeners of Pacifica and supporters of Pacifica. So thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. So there were several requests, actually, including this one in public comment, but in the chat, from board members, that we hear briefly from the candidates for the PNB Programming Committee. So let's take 90 seconds each. We have Bella DeSoto, Paulina Vasilieva, Oscar Ulloa, the three who self-nominated. Bella, you want to speak to what you would try to do on the, and then we'll come back to public comment.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Yes, I have been passionate about programming many years, associated with Pacifica KPFK. I feel that, as many of you have heard me for a long time, reckoning back to 2008, when we had a very fruitful programming grid, but sadly, as of early 2009, the network was completely shifted to automated, pre-recorded programming, and most stations lost their local flavor through the programming grid. All the radical voices were purged out to date. As long as we continue to have our head in the sand and not realizing that our programming is the issue, that we are not connecting with our signal areas, that we need to bring it back to the bread and butter issues that affect our communities on a daily basis, then we will not get away from where we are. We have sunk in so deep. And it is vital that we communicate. It is vital that we communicate with our communities. With our communities, our signal area.
Thank you, Bella.
And reflect that in our programming grid.
Bella, thank you. Bella, you're at time. Thank you. Paulina?
Yes, thank you. I have been a de facto member of, I've been attending the programming committee for the last year. I've also streamed the committee meeting when I have been available. I've worked closely with the committee members on several initiatives. One of them proposed by Mr. Oscar Ulloa, which is Pacifica en las calles, Pacifica on the streets. First of all, I'd like to recognize that the role of the National Programming Committee is not to micromanage the local station's programming grids, but rather to work towards a vision, to sustain the vision of Pacifica that is about the communities, and to help the stations work among each other to share best practices and to implement what works and to make recommendations, of course. I would be honored if you were to vote for me to come back to the committee as a voting member representing this local station board. Thank you. And I also support my colleague, Ulloa.
Okay, thank you, Oscar. 90 seconds.
Yes, thank you. Well, thanks, Paulina, for the for the kind words. And indeed, I've been I was elected in a previous moment, and I did propose this Pacifica on the Streets, KPFK Pacifica on the Streets, which is an idea of complement the lack, especially in some of the stations, the lack either of a news department or a breaking news department, or in general, just to have and give voice to our communities out on the streets, make them a part of Pacifica or particular stations, something that has been, in my point of view, lacking and in a really need when we need to give voice to community organizers, to events, to the struggles in general. So I will be glad to come back in an official position. I've been also in a voluntary basis here and there, but I would like to come back as to keep filling up my obligations and our help to our stations and to our foundation.
Thanks, Oscar. So we will put together an email STV vote for the LSB members on that. I have a public comment still pending from caller news of 3. Go ahead. You have to unmute yourself.
Yes, this is Jonathan Markowitz. I didn't know this was an open listener moment for comments, so I just wanted to address a couple of things here. There are quite a few subjects on the plate right now in this meeting, and I was unable to open the agenda, so I'm sorry that I'm not cognizant of what agenda item we're on at this point or what's coming up.
Go ahead. We had public comment at this time, but we deferred to hear from the candidates for the programming committee. We're back to the public comment, second public comment of 3. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the candidates should be heard even more if possible, especially in lieu of the fact that...
There's too much. Just make your other remarks, please. We're falling behind on time.
Can I ask you, is there going to be another public comment period later?
Yes, there's one more public comment period.
Okay, thank you. I think that one of the things that's happening here is the listeners being really not involved, other than those of all of us who have been involved on enough, in much more intensive ways, either through the boards or whatever. And I think that there are decisions that are pending right now or that are in the process of being considered that are so, so important in order to solve these financial problems that we have. I think that there are some considerations that need to be revisited in regards to how Pacifica in the past has solved financial issues at one station that may be in really bad shape. I don't know if everybody understands this, but Pacifica has always appropriated funds from those stations who have had windfalls in order to support those stations that may be in the red or are struggling. And this is actually something that happens in the past where, one station will be in bad shape, but then they're in good shape like the next 2 or 3 quarters, and then they cover for the other stations that were previously okay that are then not doing as well. This is something that has always been appropriately done by Pacifica. However, they have appropriated funds that have been generated by each signal area's listenership and contributions. I believe that what's being considered now is really of really not being well considered in terms of all of a sudden a refocus to outside funding. I'm not talking about outside fundraising efforts. I'm talking about outside funding such as grants. I think this is a way too hurriedly rushed consideration. I believe that we need to have actually some very comprehensive conferences about this within the Pacifica family and its governance structure, because what I see now, and I have no doubt of this, these considerations are being done in way too veiled a manner. They're being done behind the scenes. by the more powerful players in this network. And really, not even most of the board members don't even know, local board members don't even know this is happening, let alone the listenership.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's your time, 90 seconds, so there is additional public comment later.
So this is inappropriate, as far as I'm concerned, to make these considerations, and especially to already quickly make decisions in that regard before there is adequate consideration.
Okay, thank you. Again, you're at time, so we'll come back to you later on. There's additional public comment. The next item on the agenda is the Treasurer and Finance Committee reports. We have 15 minutes, including a brainstorm of possible budget priorities for the upcoming fiscal year, which we still haven't gotten to. Fred?
Okay.
Fred Blair, are you still on the call? Go ahead.
Okay. So I sent out my Treasurer's report this morning to the LSB and to the Finance Committee. I'm going to read it. There's a bunch of numbers. I disagree with Kim that averages are not useful. They are. They indicate trends. And one of the trends is that we are cutting expenses and cutting payroll. Okay. Would somebody please mute their microphone? I'm hearing an echo, and it throws me off. In any case, at the KPFK Finance Committee meeting on September 15th, the station board, the station business manager, Barry Brooks, gave his report for the September FY21 finances. And this is the last, month of the fiscal year. September 30th will be the end of the fiscal year, which is in 2 weeks. Okay. KPFK's operating and administrative bank account balance, he reported, was $3,454.70 on September 15th. KPFK paid its payroll, but had to borrow $13,000 from PRA and $3,000 from KPFA to make the mid-month payroll of $39,000 approximately. I couldn't find the exact payroll. That's close. The end of the month payroll is around $49,000. KPFK met its payroll this last week by borrowing money from other Pacifica business units via interdivisional money transfers between bank accounts. We have been doing this for the last 18 months of the pandemic lockdown. But the reality and visibility of this situation hit home hard this week because KPFK's staff for the first time heard about this and were worried that they would not be paid. Because this is the first time that the situation has been out and open for them to understand. But the reality is that this has been happening for a very long time during this lockdown. And the only people that knew about the details of payroll were the ED, the business manager, and NIDA. We on the Finance Committee were hearing about borrowing money to make payroll, but it has become normalized in our minds at the monthly finance meetings. This is not a normal financial operating mode. We are now at the point that this is becoming, that income is not covering payroll. I want to emphasize that point because I sort of, messed up the pronouncing that sentence. We are now at the point that income is not covering payroll. This week we have a new general manager, Miguel Calcata, who started on Wednesday at the station. He spoke to us at the Finance Committee meeting and today will speak to us at this LSB meeting. Stabilizing the station will be his first priority, I think. There's not much more that I can say about KPFK's financials. We all know that the financials are very dismal and have been for a long time. The last fund drive that ended August 31st had a pledge total, had a pledged total of $235,725 after 43 days of drive. This low dollar number is the source of our financial problems. This means that each day of the last fund drive, we spent more money than we took in. We lost approximately $3,500 per day during that drive. This is our lowest fund drive we have ever run, as far as I know. Pacifica's business model is based on raising money from our listener subscribers. If we can't do that, then we can't, then we will cease to exist as a radio station and as a network of stations. Nobody in this organization will have a radio program or broadcast over the airwaves if that happens. We will go out of business. That's the logic of our situation. And I will stop here for board discussion.
So, okay, Michael, thank you, Fred.
You can open up to questions.
Yeah, thank you. I have two people already. I just heard Beth, and I see Bella and Janine. I want to call myself. I don't often speak because I'm chairing the meetings, but in this case, I do. If necessary, so you can take the chair so I can comment. I don't know. So two things. One is I think that report is inaccurate. Because we were told previously several times, and the information was quite widely made available, that there were at least three payrolls this year that the station was not able to cover. There was a loan once from the national office that was refunded. There was a loan from the affiliates unit that has still not been repaid, and now this is the third one. And I thought it was the affiliates again, although you just said the PRA, affiliates, and KPFA. So it's a serious and severe problem. It's not necessarily a new one and due only to the failed fund drive. The Pacifica National Board mandated cuts, and the budgets that we were presented to the local station board and the National Finance Committee were repeatedly in advance planned as deficit budgets. That's an impossibility. No legitimate management can propose to run a deficit for operations. So I think that the primary responsibility lies that with the previous general manager. I think that during that tenure, there have been repeated, basically the way the station has been able to pay its payroll is by not making its central service payments, affecting the whole rest of the network. And that's gone on for far too long. I do want to comment on the meeting that you referred to, because I think that you very inappropriately muted people. I think that the general policy of our practice at committee meetings is that members of the public can participate with voice, not vote, even if they're not members of the committee. If there's a problem with the time, then we can take public comment at committees the same way we do at the business meetings here. But otherwise, you know, we need to accommodate the listeners, because that is what the solution will be, is rebuilding the trust and engagement with the communities and with concerned listeners. So I have also Janine, Bella, and Beth.
Michael, may I respond? Point of personal privilege, may I respond?
Go ahead.
Yes. People were not just trying to speak when I had to mute them. They were actively arguing. They were stopping the meeting. They were attempting to change the rules of the meeting. So as chair, I had to mute people to keep the meeting moving. And
okay, thank you. We'll just agree to disagree on that. We'll discuss it further another time. Janine, go ahead.
Thanks. I did post the audio file from the Finance Committee, and I was one of the people that was muted, and it was just after I had asked for a trial balance, which has been asked for 18 months. It's part of a financial set of financials that are normally expected at any organization, any corporation on a monthly basis, and we continually do not have these. So, for instance, we don't know what is owed. We don't know what the outstanding is owed for central services, et cetera. That's why these documents are needed. So I'm happy to hear that our new GM believes that a set of financials are very important, and whether that it needs to be internally, I encourage that. I also want to say that there's a lot of mixed signals from our treasurer. Last week, we had a staff meeting where we were concerned about payroll. And Michael, you know that we were willing to do a lot of last minute efforts in order to make sure that the gap was covered, and chastised on an email to calm down from our treasurer, saying that the IED had it all covered and that there was no reason to, he said, run around like chickens with our heads cut off. So I want to just be clear that the treasurer needs to tell us clearly whether we have an issue, because what's happening is I feel like we are mounting an effort to begin reaching out for grants right now, and that does not need to be done if some of these other items, some other fundraising things that haven't been done, that have been put on the back burner, can be brought to the front and an effort put towards them. Then that we do not need to take the easy road of going to grants and not being self-sufficient. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Bella is next, and then Beth, and then I see Paulina and Lawrence Reyes also, and then we'll probably be a time.
This past Wednesday's Finance Committee, I believe, was the catapulted so many violations by this chair, but this is not the first time. He prefers to mute committee members when he does not hear what he wants to hear. He continuously, him and Grace Aaron continue saying that is not appropriate to keep asking for the same reports. In the meantime, we don't get the necessary reports. I was muted three times, and Janine Ron was also muted again after having said to the chair that he himself at last month's meeting stated that he has no financial acumen. Of course, I have suspected that for many years, but he has been the gatekeeper keeping all the finances away from us, and making sure that we are not getting the necessary timely reports. We have a business manager that lacks responsibility and the acumen necessary.
All right, excuse me. I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about personnel on this call.
Okay, I will move on. The issue continues. The saga. I have the floor, Fred Blair.
Just finish up, Bella.
I am a full charge bookkeeper. When I request, and I have been for years, requesting the necessary monthly reports so that we can see what's going on, I am being told that it's a broken record, that I need not do that. And I happen to be a professional bookkeeper.
Okay, thanks, Bella. That was so time for your comments.
Michael.
Thank you.
Michael,
right,
may I make a statement?
I'm sorry.
Michael, may I make a statement since I've been attacked?
Very briefly.
Yes, I do not have the reports that Bella and Janine request. I'm not preventing them from getting the reports. I don't have them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. I believe it was Lawrence, Beth, and then Paulina.
I see my hand before Lawrence is invested.
Okay, thank you. Paulina, Beth, and then Lawrence. Sorry.
Thank you. I'd like to bring everybody's attention to a motion that was passed by the Pacifica National Board on September 2nd of this year. Reads, whereas Pacifica needs to know its short-term cash position, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB directs the general managers, business managers, and directors of each budgeted unit to update all entries for month-end closing and provide NETA with a check register electronically of everything that was paid for paid for the month, passed without objection. That came from the finance, for the National Finance Committee. My question is to our treasurer. Are you aware of this? Have you been in communication with our business manager, Barry Brooks, regarding this motion that was passed unanimously by the PNB? Because I think this would also address your questions and Bella DeSoto's questions, some of them at least.
Fred, did you want to respond to that? I know you're on the NFC.
Yes.
Is that an NFC motion or was it?
Yeah. I haven't been in contact with Barry about getting check registers, but last Tuesday, I sent out a KPFK check register for the last 10 months to the Finance Committee, to all the members on the Finance Committee, to answer your question about cash flow. So I got that from NETA, and I passed it along to the Finance Committee. But I'm not Barry's I'm not Barry Brooks's boss. Our GM and Netta is his boss, and they normally make requests for any documents that they need. I don't know if I've answered the question properly.
Pauline, can you make sure that the PNB motion is communicated to the board here in general and to the GM?
As secretary of the foundation, I will send a follow-up email to ensure that it's on everybody's radar and that it's being complied with. Because according to Anita Sims, our interim CFO from NETA, it's a simple request that only requires a couple of clicks.
Okay. Time has expired for this item, but let's hear from the people who are on the stack very quickly, Beth and then Lawrence.
Yes, this is Beth. Question for Fred. I understand that if our finance committee were to meet on another day of the month, it might help the committee receive financial documents with less delay. Would there be any advantage to meeting on the third Wednesday of the month rather than on the second Wednesday of the month as we do now for that reason? And if so, then I'll put forward now that I so move rather than wait through another month of delays. Thank you.
Do I have the floor, Michael?
Yes.
I sent out an email in response to an email from either Janine or Bella, I believe on Monday, about document requests, to the effect that the timeline for NETA to issue their monthly P&L statement is basically 5 or 6 weeks after the month-end closing. So we just got, at the NFC, we just got, on Monday, the July P&L statement, consolidated P&L statement for all 8 business units. Which is within that 5 and 6 week timeline. So if we move I'm hearing feedback. Would somebody please mute their microphone? Thank you. So if we receive, if we moved our finance meeting from the second Wednesday of the month to the third Wednesday of the month, I can almost guarantee that I could send out, almost a week in advance, the financial statements that are put out every month by NETA.
All right, thanks.
Is that Fred, clear?
It's going to have to be Chair. May I have the floor?
Chair Lawrence, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. There are people. There are people driving by my house with very revving motors. I was trying to speak. Here's the problem. Generally speaking, we schedule the local finance committee meeting so that they're just before the local station board meeting, so the local station board can have the most current and accurate, up-to-date financial report Another problem I see is that repeatedly we've been told that the NETA figures are kind of sequestered at the National Finance Committee before they're released to the local station board. I think that's a problem. And I would like to urge one of our directors or the treasurer to make a motion to the NFC and to the PMB that those reports be circulated immediately to the local finance committees as well as to the National Finance Committee, because that's clearly been an ongoing and repeated problem.
Michael, can I respond? Please, can we move on to the back? We're past time.
We have a stack. Beth, I realize you want to speak again, but we have, I think it was Lawrence who's left. Who else? Is Lawrence?
I just want to be sure that it's clear that I made a motion.
Okay. Chair?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, it's not clear. What was your motion, Beth?
I said that if the answer from Fred was in the affirmative, that there would be an advantage to moving to the Wednesday, then I would so move. That we do that rather than wait through another month and a half of delays. I would move that we make that change. We can take it up next month at the FC also if we can't deal with it today, but it just seems like this has been such a sticking point for so long. If we can fix
Beth, I think that's a motion for the finance committee and not for this body. So we're going to go to Lawrence and then we're going to move the agenda.
Yeah, Chair, what you just mentioned, I'll be more than happy to introduce it and request that it be put on the agenda in regards to the motion requesting the updated information from NEDA. I know I have done two director's inspections, and I've been transparent in regards to the director's inspection, and I've provided the information to the finance committee chairs. The first time was Kim, and then I also copy Fred as treasurer because Kim was the chair. So I don't know if any other directors have done any director's inspection. If they have done director's inspections and they have not shared that information with the directors or with the finance committee, I'd like to know that. But I'll be more than happy to introduce the motion that the chair just mentioned in regards to getting more updated information. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Eric has a hand up. He hasn't spoken at the meeting at all, I don't think. So go ahead, Eric, and then let's try to move the agenda. Please, we have public comments again.
Michael, on 7B, there's reference to brainstorm of possible budget priorities for fiscal year 2022, October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. Have we actually got to that agenda item? And could you remind me what we were meaning there at the governance committee when we used the word brainstorm? Because we also have a fundraising report item further in the agenda. And is there a relationship between those? And when will we discuss that?
Okay, we have failed to get to the brainstorm. I've put it on the agenda of the local finance committee and the LSB twice now. We have failed to get to it. The brainstorm is about what we want to spend our money on, the priorities for spending the money. It's not about how to raise the funds. So the idea is that we are way delayed on the budget cycle really begins in June to start preparing a budget for the fiscal year. And it starts with this kind of process. So we think about what the priorities are for what we need to do in terms of allocation of our resources, what's the best and wisest allocation of resources that will put the station on better financial footing longer term by providing the services that our listeners want. So that's the idea of the brainstorm. So, for example, in the past, the KPFK local station board did move that the local evening newscast be restored. That was across the factional any divide in the LSB. That's practically unanimous motion to do that. The only upshot of that was eventually we got a 15-minute cutaway again, and now we don't have that. So those are the kind of things we're talking about. What are the things that are the wisest use of the money we do have that will improve the capacity of the station to serve the listeners? We don't have time for it again because we're at time. And so the next agenda item is the public comment. And Sue Cohn-Johnson has had a hand up for some time. And if there are other members of the public that wish to speak.
Kim to the stack, please. Kim to the stack, please.
Okay. Sue and then Kim.
Yeah, actually we had $2,000 per day fund drives back in 1984, 1985, 1986, and we were down to five people, which on staff, which were FTEs, which were required by the CPB, and we had to bring the station back from nothing, and we made it thrive, and we can do it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I agree with a lot of what Michael Novick said and what Lawrence said. And boy, so much to say here. Fred is not sending out the information that he has that the Finance Committee could use. He's not sending out the consolidated budgets. Now, about 3 or 4 months ago, I pointed out the difference between K's phone bill and A's phone bill, and I know that because I got the consolidated and I could look. But the Finance Committee doesn't have the benefit of seeing that. So, you know, 4 months ago, I pointed out that there's like a $100,000 difference, for one thing. He also gets a report of how much Central Services KPFK is not paying. That is available. And you should have that, and you should know that. Nita is not the business manager's boss. The general manager is, and the ED is the boss of the GM. And so that is where the problem lies, is with the ED, and that goes for the elections, which is her responsibility to make sure the NES is doing her job, which is clearly not done. This election is the biggest crap show I have witnessed in 12 years. And the PNB is deemed derelict in not holding her accountable for this, because she is clearly deficient in managing, especially KPFK, but the whole thing. And the delay is...
That was your time, Kim.
One last thing.
Okay,
the delay has to do with the information that NETA gets from the stations. And there's another big station with the business manager who, even more than KPFK's with a full-time business manager, delays those reports. That's the problem. And you can't solve it on the local level here. Thank you.
Sue, is your hand back up, or are there other members of the public who wish to speak? Let me just check the other screen. I'm sorry, there's a lot of people at the same time. Okay, go ahead, Sue Cohn-Johnson.
I forgot to say that about the elections and the carts being aired, that the PNB and the IED and the GMs and everybody's just passing the buck about who has responsibility for the election carts not being played. Thank you.
Okay, I do want to point out that Mikhail Calzada said that he has a meeting with Matt Perez on traffic tomorrow and is planning to schedule the carts, and will be looking for additional times to have additional on-air candidate forums, and has pledged to promote them as well as the upcoming local station board town hall. And I did raise him the question. This is a response to Nancy Sabaranar told me earlier. I raised him the possibility of actually airing the town hall on the radio, but we'll see if that happens or not. Janine, your hand is up again. You have to unmute yourself.
Yeah. I was very quickly looking for the motion that was passed by the PNB, and I'm not able to find it, but this was last week where they said that where the Elections Committee had forwarded to the PNB and that they had passed the motion that as of the 20th, by midnight the 20th, we were to have what do you call it? And Paulina could help me, but whatever the records are for the scheduling of the carts. So all five stations should have their schedule for when the carts are going to air by midnight on the 20th, and that's tomorrow. So with the PNB, the Elections Committee this coming up Thursday, and the PNB meeting on Thursday just after, hopefully they're, if they aren't on, they can be held accountable. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe WBAI did already do that. Go ahead, Paulina.
Yeah, I can also report that as secretary, I've been receiving confirmations from Renee Peñalosa, our national election supervisor. The information she has been receiving from the general managers and program directors. So I have so far received the KPFA's logs, proof of compliance with airing of the carts, and WBAI's projected candidate cart schedule, what they plan on airing. And they should also be able to forward the logs, the traffic logs after that has taken place. I have not gotten anything from KPFK.
Janine, did the staff?
Bella's on the stack.
Yeah, I have Bella and Lawrence. Go ahead, Bella. We'll come back to you.
I want Janine to do her follow-up with what Paulina just said, and I'll go after her.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm not able to. I'm desperately trying to find the motion to put it in the chat, but there was other stipulations as well. So I'm just at a loss, but it's how often and what times they are aired.
Okay.
And now we're finding that WBA is editing them. So without any prior notice to the candidates, they are cutting them in half without notifying them or having them re-record, which is very upsetting. Thanks.
Okay, so I have Bella and Lawrence, and I think Lawrence wants to speak to that question too. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, this is the reason why I wanted Lawrence to finish reading his report, because it chronicles detail by detail regarding all the violations. And it is unethical the way this process has been run. There was a motion submitted to the PMB a month ago to postpone or push the mailing of the ballots for about at least 15 days or a month. That was rejected. Right now, it is my feeling that this election needs to be challenged, and there needs to be a reset, given opportunity to the members to reset their ballots.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bella.
I have to finish. Thank you. After hearing from every single candidate on air, thank you. It was unethical what's happening. Thank you.
All right. I just want to point out that that's not the agenda item. We're actually wrapping up a discussion about the budget, and then we're going on to the motion from the Governance Committee for a special day of programming on.
Mike, are you not going to allow me to speak?
No, I am. I'm just trying to get people to focus on what we're talking about. Go ahead, Lawrence.
And so I just want to add that. Maybe the logs from KPFA have been provided, and the schedule for WBAI in regards to candidate cards have been provided, but WPFW has not. KPFT has not, and KPFK has not. There are quite a few elements to that motion that was passed by the PNB that needs to come in compliance by tomorrow. The 20th, is that tomorrow? That is tomorrow.
Yes.
So by tomorrow, the 20th. And I just, I'm very concerned as the, as a director and as a listener and voter, that I think everybody's hair should be on fire when it comes to these elections right now. So a very timid, compliance has been provided, and that's not sufficient. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're going to move on. We do have the Governance Committee. There's a motion on Original Nations Day, special programming, a recommendation of special programming on October 12th. And that was attached to the agenda, which is on KPFDX. It's 520 Years of Indigenous Resistance, a program proposal from 4 p.m. to midnight on the 12th. It does incorporate Spanish language programming with the involvement and agreement of the Spanish language programmers. It starts from 4 to 5 p.m. with an opening ceremony, and then there's a series of indigenous performers. It incorporates American Indian Airwaves and a second block in Spanish with Purépechas and Zapotec and indigenous people of Mexico, indigenous women, and a closing ceremony. Jose Benavides of the staff is listed as the coordinator. Is there any objection
Chair,
to that?
Yes, Chair, I'm going to object because American Indian Airways has decided not to endorse the show. So that's the information I got this morning from one of the producers and one of the programmers from American Indian Airways. So please don't include that. Thank you.
You're saying don't include, you're not objecting to the motion as a whole, but you're saying that we should not include American Indian Airways as one of the...
Well, as one of the local vanguards of indigenous programming, I'm not going to vote for this motion because...
Okay, I was just trying to clarify what you were saying. So you're objecting to the whole motion?
Yes.
Okay. I see a hand up from Lydia. Go ahead.
Indigenous people... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Indigenous People's Day is 10/11/2021. Is there a reason I didn't notice that this motion passed, but it needs a friendly amendment? I don't know why they're planning to do it the day after.
It hasn't passed. It's only a proposal. I don't know. Bella, do you want to speak to either of these questions?
Yes, I would like to speak to it. Regardless of the actors or players who are going to be participating on this, I need to motivate this motion. Lydia Ponce, I sent it to you specifically a week ago because, of course, I felt that you needed to know what was going on. So it's in your inbox somewhere. This is the original... The reason why this could not be done on the specific day is because there were other conflicts. This is 529 years of indigenous resistance, program proposal from 4 p.m. to midnight. Now, this would start shifting the station in a very new direction and set a tradition annually. So this is what is being laid out here. This is very, very critical. Too many people have been coordinating this and shifting things around to make this happen, regardless of who supports it at the station or not. Too many people are behind this, and there's a lot riding on this motion. I urge all to support it. It's very important, and I hope that Mikel can start working with it. Thank you.
Lawrence, your hand is... back up. Did you want to unmute yourself and speak again?
Yes, yes, Chair. So, knowing these, how I think it's been poorly vetted, it has been poorly communicated to this local station board. I completely support Indigenous Peoples Day, and support, you know, the addressing of historical trauma and also the land deaths and all of that of indigenous people. But the first contact people, the Taino Aragua people that were first had contact with the Spaniards, is not included. I recommended it to the author of this proposal. And then American Indian Airways was not included in the dialogue in developing the proposal. So I'll likely not vote against it, but I certainly won't vote for it. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Oscar, you have a hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was in the process of actually contacting Jose Benavides, one of the principal mediators in all this stuff. He said that he was been trying to log in into the Zoom meeting in case, because it seems to be like a a misunderstanding on how things went regarding our brothers from Indian American Airways regarding this whole issue, and also like to support what Bella mentioned, that it was it was more about a conflict.
I'm sorry, you fell out. The date is a conflict to what? I don't know if we lost Oscar. Oscar, can you hear us, or can you speak again? You were saying the date was a conflict.
No, he was, Mr. Chair, if I may clarify, he said that I had mentioned that it could not be on the exact date of the original nation's day, which is not October 12th, but because this year there were some other conflicts is why the 12th was selected. That does not mean that it has to be the 12th every year.
All right, Beth is next.
Yes, my understanding is that this has not yet been run past the general manager. We don't have a program director, so he would be assuming responsibility for those functions at this point. I would point out, as the chair of the Programming Oversight Committee, it hasn't been presented to that committee either, so it hasn't been vetted there. I'm concerned that this hasn't really gone through proper channels, and I'm more concerned at the comment we heard just a couple minutes ago that this is intended to, quote-unquote, something like shift the direction of the whole station. And to be doing that spontaneously on one's own without coordinating with the existing American Indian Airwaves or the Programming Oversight Committee or the new general manager seems premature to me. Thank you. I'll just leave it there.
Lydia, was your hand up again? I thought I saw it come back up. And
it was. The issue is that the second Monday of October is always now forevermore in the last 4 years that it's been deemed Indigenous Peoples Day here in Los Angeles. Now other city municipalities and counties have followed suit. So the day is 10/11/2021. I don't know what calendar other people have in their possession, but we're ready to close down Highland and Hollywood 10/10/2021 on a Sunday. So to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. My suggestion is to invite American Indian Airways and follow their lead in regards to how they want to participate and having the Eagle and the Condor healing programming Monday and Tuesday. We can do it for 2 days. We can do it for the month of Mondays. I know that it's rather late and it's not a good look for all of us to be inviting people late. But this is a learning experience of how we must do better and we must always amplify Indigenous people's lives, and including, of course, my relatives at Bayano. I just want to make sure that it's still open for revisions and amendments, friendly amendments.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Chair, I got my hand back up.
I'm sorry. I had muted myself because there was traffic noise outside. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I think the conflict with the Indigenous people that have been contacting me, including the proprietors of American Indian Airways, is because the Eagle and the Condor collaboration and sacred ways have not been followed according to protocol. So that's why I'm having a lot of difficulty, because as you know, I have a internet radio show where I highlight, a lot of indigenous issues. And I'm connected to the relatives, and this is what the relatives are telling me. So I'm having a real difficult time supporting this motion. Thank you.
Okay, so...
Mr. Chair, may I say one last word, if I may, please, before you go through the vote. This is a placeholder. This is not an open-shut situation. These negotiations are going on right now. Furthermore, there was a dialogue about including and expanding the coverage to the Caribbean islands as well. So all of that is on the works. The idea is to get this in front of the general manager so that this can begin a new chapter with a programming grid. And this is what the thrust of this. And again, I repeat, this is a placeholder and is open for rearrangement and negotiation. The idea, though, is to get it going. It's important. And the 12th is not a set day. It does not have to be like that on that day every year, but to start a
okay,
trend.
Okay, thank you, Bella.
Thank you.
Pauline has a hand up, and then I'd like to entertain a motion to maybe for a substitute. Go ahead, Pauline.
I just noticed that Oscar is back on the call. Maybe he'd like to continue where he left off, because he was going to explain something, as he has been part of the conversations as well about this day of programming. I have not been.
Okay, Oscar, I saw you were connecting with your audio. Can you, I guess we lost you in the middle of whatever you were saying earlier.
Yes, actually, I was at that moment, I was trying to connect Jose Benavides, who has been a really good mediator into this whole process. And just to kind of clarify to our sister media, everything scheduling was more regarding the logistics rather than any other thing. Looks like a few things kind of came together at that moment. I think Benavides will be trying to join us on our last comment section to kind of clarify. But in the end, everything is a work in progress. There's a little of a misunderstanding on why some brothers are not participating. But in the end, that's kind of supporting the last motion. That was
all right. Thank you. I would like to entertain a substitute motion from someone that the LSP recommends to the general manager to consider special programming on Indigenous Peoples Day and leave it at that. Given that what's being presented, which looked extremely detailed and set in stone, is not, in fact, I think it's pointless to try to pass the motion as it was presented to us. So I'm wondering if someone will make that motion. Paulina, you have your hand up again, or did you not lower it?
No, I hadn't lowered it, but I also want to say that Jose Benavides is on the call. But, Michael, just to clarify, I would be willing to make that motion, if I understand it correctly, to just give the local station board's endorsement of special programming on Indigenous Peoples Day. And that's it.
Yes.
This is Beth. I'll second that.
Mr. Chair, can we hear from Jose Benavides, please?
Okay, sure. Jose, did you want to speak? You're muted, Jose. You have to unmute yourself.
Star 6.
No, he's on a cell phone or something. I mean, he's got the image. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. Let me know where you guys are at in the conversation. I don't mean to interrupt.
Okay, there was a discussion about the proposal to urge a set of programs on October 12th for Indigenous Peoples Day, and then there were a few objections raised. One was about the date. One was about the fact that apparently American Indian Airwaves is not in concert with it up to this point. Bell was then saying that it's all under development or other proposals. So there's a motion on the floor now that the local station board urges the general manager to consider a day of special programming for Indigenous Peoples Day, and we'll leave it at that as opposed to going into the details that were in the motion that was presented.
Okay. So, what did what's American Indian Airways objection to it?
May I respond, Mr. Chair?
Well, I thought it was Lawrence Reyes who raised that issue, so maybe Lawrence can speak to it. Unmute yourself, Lawrence.
Yeah, I unmuted myself. I don't think it's appropriate for me to speak for American Indian Airways. That will be completely out of protocol. I think that's a conversation that you need to have with them, Jose.
If I may, Mr. Chair, I need to speak to Jose as to what happened. Is that American Indian Airwaves, Jose, this is Bella. American Indian Airwaves has stated that they have not been consulted. Therefore,
okay, I'm sorry. We're actually at time for the discussion.
They are not supporting the motion.
Okay.
Okay, so what's on the, in any case, what's on the floor at the moment is a substitute motion, as stated, that the local station board urges the general manager to schedule special programming for Indigenous Peoples Day, and the details get worked out between everybody involved somewhere else than this call. It can't happen here.
So I don't even know what I'm doing on here. What do you guys, what position, I mean, what do you guys need me to say to you? I mean, we made a proposal. I made a proposal on behalf of Native peoples, and I'm looking for support for the Native people to have a program on KPFK's airways for, because it's an important thing. It's historical, and then why not? Why is this a bad idea?
Yes.
It was just a proposal that I made for, you know, the people that already have programming on that night anyway. So I don't understand, I guess, so much what the Native American Airways, first of all, was. I did inform them, but they wanted to drag me into a quagmire of UNDRIP.
I feel like we cannot deal with all of this at the local station board level. The local station board at this point, the motion on the floor is to urge the general manager to schedule a day of special programming for Indigenous Peoples Day.
Got it. Let me just say, I feel like Indigenous people, most of the Indigenous people that I've already talked to already agreed. Stephen Newcomb agreed. Everybody else that's even from, obviously, I think we understand that the local natives from the Tongva and the Chumash are definitely going to be included. I just don't know why we have to consult one group of people that are trying to bring in the UN nations first. I mean, the UN.
I think.
Okay. Again,
because the other people are not here to speak for themselves.
So by the way, they were presented a proposal, and they wanted, I guess, I think it's called gatekeeping. So, I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Well, thank you for the initiative, and it has to be worked out at the station among the programmers. It can't be dealt with here.
Remember that the day that it landed.
I call the question.
Programming
the question.
Is pretty there, people. Programming is already existing on that
day.
Okay,
thank you. No one is objecting to the general concept. And are there any objections to the substitute motion that the local station board urges the general manager to schedule special programming for Indigenous Peoples Day?
Bella objects.
Okay. Is there any other objection? Okay. Hearing none, that is the main motion at this point. And is there a further objection? Okay. So
I'd like to request we take a vote.
Okay. Janine, you want to call the roll on the substitute motion that the local station board recommends to the general manager a day of special programming for Indigenous Peoples Day?
Friendly amendment?
Yes, Lydia, what is it?
To include the local tribal people, the Tongva, the Chumash, Tatavia, and Hachiman.
Obviously.
Again, I
also like to make an amendment, Chair. I'd like to also include The first contact people of the Americas, the Taino Arakwa people.
Yes, please.
And I could include the United Confederation of Taino people. Thank you.
Okay, I see no objections to those additions. Understanding that the Americas is, you know, from the Arctic Circle to the Tierra del Fuego. So,
yeah. Thank you. That's it. I totally support.
Okay,
let me just say this lastly. I don't have a program that day. It was just a simple proposal. So, anybody else wants to help out with the organizing of this, I think that would be fantastic. I don't necessarily need to be involved. I just thought it was a brilliant idea for KPFK to support. If someone else wants to help in the organization and re-inviting people, I think that's fine. I mean, I just want to see this day happen. That's all, everybody.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the initiative, and I think it is really essential that we do. I mean, we begin these meetings with land acknowledgement, and all of this land is, you know, stolen land, invaded and colonized. So, think we're all interested in.
I need help. I need support for it. I never intended to be the organizer. I don't want to be the organizer. I just want to help. So if anybody wants to participate and help organize everybody, that's fantastic. Hey, totally up for it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I got some people for you from the Taino Arakwa Nation.
Okay, so Lawrence, you still want to have a roll call vote, or can we just consider it adopted?
If there's no objections, Chair, other than Mr. So.
Okay, thank you. We'll go on. If people can write up their amendments and get them to Janine, and we'll incorporate it eventually into the minutes and send it to the GM.
Michael, I'm wondering, before the end of this meeting, if we could actually have the full motion, because...
Okay.
Otherwise,
put it into the chat. We'll try to incorporate it. What my original the substitute that was put forward, I think, by Paulina and seconded by Beth, was that the local station would recommend to the general manager a special day of programming commemorating Indigenous Peoples Day. And then there were some additions that people suggested that if they can put into the chat, they can be added to it. I have to scroll back to take a look at the agenda. We have other committee reports and one more public comment. The Programming Oversight Committee, is there anything to report?
This is Beth. Yes,
go ahead.
We met. One moment, I have to turn to that screen. The Programming Oversight Committee held its regular monthly meeting with 14 people in attendance, all listener members. There has been no staff representation at the committee since we lost previous programming director last January, who had taken part reliably for as long as he was with us. We've been looking forward to the arrival of the new GM, Mr. Calzada, and hope that he or a future programming director will be joining us regularly at upcoming meetings. We hosted a robust discussion of the strengths and weaknesses of the current KPFK grid as far as content, format, scheduling, and other factors. We meet regularly on the third Monday of each month at 4 p.m. All upcoming meetings are now posted at KPFTX through the end of this year, along with access information for anyone who'd like to join in or to tune in. The next Programming Oversight Committee meeting is tomorrow, Monday, September 20 at 4 p.m., and you can find us there. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, then we have the Outreach Committee. That's principally the LSP question upcoming, but the LSP Town Hall, but there are other matters.
Bella is here.
I'm sorry, Oscar, you need to mute. Go ahead, Bella.
Regarding Bella DeSoto here, regarding the Outreach Committee, all of you heard, and also stated at the Finance Committee that I have had no contact yet with Miquel Calzada regarding promoting and scheduling, preferably on air, of the next KPFK town hall, which is tentatively scheduled for the 26th of this month, which is Sunday. And so I perhaps I'm looking forward to having this kind of conversation as soon as possible with Miquel. But there has been already an email blast that will be going out shortly tomorrow to the membership regarding the town hall event for the 26th, since we have had no contact yet with the general manager. So let's see what happens. But stay tuned. It will be at 3 o'clock. If we do not get the necessary on-air promotion and it's not going to be live, then it will be via Zoom. And that information is being posted at KPFTX. Thank you.
Okay, so Bella, I would suggest that we wait a little bit before you send out the email, because if the station is going to promote it, the station can send an email to its own members, you know, significantly less less expense than doing it. And if we are doing it,
yes,
if we are doing it, if we let me finish, please. If we are doing it by Zoom, you want to have the Zoom link whenever it gets sent out. So just hold off on sending the email. I will check back with Miquel, and you can as well, and we'll try to figure out a way to get the station to promote it both on the air and over its email contact.
Yes, just wanted to let you know and everybody else that this has already been paid for, so there's no new expense.
I'm sorry, but...
But I understand, of course, we want to maximize this, and through the air, the airwaves is the way to do it. We have not been able to do this for the last two meetings, two town halls. So let's hope that we can do this quickly.
Hold off on sending that email, because if there's money donated for that, it can go to other causes. Lawrence has a hand up. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I just want to announce the next Committee of Inclusion meeting, Michael. Can I do that? Oh, you're not at the announcement said. You're muted.
Yeah, we should have done that when we had the PNB reports, because it was listed there, but go ahead.
Okay, so the next Committee of Inclusion meeting is going to be on September the 27th at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I will send out the secretary a notice. And it will be streamed on kpftx.org. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Going back to the outreach.
What time, please? What time is that?
3 o'clock on the 27th, Bella.
3 o'clock. Okay.
Going back to the outreach committee, I think it is important to think about the other aspects of outreach, and I'd be interested in maybe the committee can play a role in helping to reconstitute the Friends of KPFK that we used to have around the listening area. And also in doing, tabling and flyering, because there are, despite the COVID, there are now more public events happening. And I think that it's appropriate for us to be out there. It comports with the Pacific and Los Calles idea. In general, we need to be out letting people know that the station exists and what some of our programming is. So.
I need to respond to that, Mr. Chair. So that is going to be in the works as well. A subcommittee is being formed. So, the list is available of the Friends of KPFK. These people are being outreached to as well. And soon we need to be out in the streets. So, yes, all of that needs to happen. We have a new general manager now. We need the airwaves.
Right. Okay, so if you can get me that information, we do have, I've been updating regularly the LSB CAB PNB page on the kpfk.org website, and that's another way to publicize this. We're also sending out a regular email now, the KPFK LSB news that people can get, and all the meetings will be included there. So please keep me, if there's a subcommittee set up or particular events that people are planning to recruit volunteers to promote the station at. We can incorporate all of that. The next agenda item is a fundraising committee, which I understand that Janine is willing to convene. Go ahead, Janine.
Thanks, Michael. I have a bit of a statement, so if you guys can bear with me. We all know it's a critical time to fundraise, and I'm excited to bring a variety of my skills to the fundraising committee as chair. I've been a CFO of a nonprofit and have overseen many fundraising events as well as online campaigns. Also, I have done phone banking and community outreach campaigns in my district for a variety of political candidates. The strategy group decided fundraising committee should be revitalized to house all fundraising ideas and implementation at the station. This is important because I know the strategy group that's been working recently, consisting of staff, board officers, and PNB directors, has been frustrating to other members not able to participate. This is why I strongly urged at the last strategy meeting that we instead have the fundraising committee house all activity regarding fundraising at this time. It allows for us, for as many board members to participate as is desired, and with that, listener participation, whether as members or just observers. I believe this way we can accomplish having a transparent process from this point forward. I'll highlight for everyone the ideas that have been discussed at the strategy meetings, and there's only been 3 one-hour meetings that the fundraising committee will now take up. One is phone banking and member outreach, actually doing one-on-one calls to let the members interact with us about various issues, ideas. Two is appeal to high-end donors and gifts. Three, subscription podcasts. This is something that Ali, Michael mentioned that Ali is starting with Carrie. Special programming based on relevant issues, current issues. A labor program. We talked about Steve Zeltzer bringing his program for labor support and outreach. Short-term bridge loan, which again is financing and is probably in the realm of, Lydia Brazon. Then also CPB funding, qualifying for that, and grants. I'm putting grants at the end of the list because although there is a great amount of pressure to begin applying and accepting grants, I believe we all know that what's best for the network and the station is for us to put a majority of our fundraising focus back to gaining back the support from our community. Prioritizing listenership should be at the foundation of our regrowth. The fact is that various items have caused listenership to wane during due to various issues, programming, member outreach, financial management, even COVID, which has hindered the ability to literally be with the community. And while there are tangible grant possibilities likely at our doorstep, so are moneyed interests waiting to influence our station in programming and in other areas of operation. I believe that before entertaining to accept any grants, we must first have a serious discussion on what that would mean for the station. Are they absolutely necessary? We must avoid seeking grants as a solution to get past this current shortfall. It's clear in our history that our network was conceived and established to be self-sustaining, to maintain our content and programming independence. Our foundation needs to be our listenership. Grants would be a quick fix that may never go away. And while there may be members who have no issues with grants, we strive to maintain our programming content independence. If we become reliant on grants, and I'm almost done, if we become reliant on grants, they will eventually influence and affect the freedom of our content. If we are reliant on outside entities, it threatens our mission. It bypasses the democratic process, accountability to the listeners. Reliance means power of various sorts, and grants have a tendency to bloat a nonprofit with salaries, consultant fees, et cetera. It's very inviting. However, I stated at the last finance meeting, we are a vulnerable network right now, and especially KPFK. I truly believe that through various intentional agendas, we have been driven to the point where we are now desperate for financing. Our actions we make in desperation have a good chance of being detrimental, and I'm keenly aware that many of our network believe grants are our solution. Knowing that I'm not including CBB grants in this statement, which is still a bit controversial, I mean specifically grants. So please help me in achieving this goal of prioritizing our fundraising back to the listenership. We will be open to ideas, to all discussions, but also know if there are workings and efforts that take place outside of this committee that go on, I believe that that says that there is not the desire for transparency. These are my initial thoughts as the new chair revitalizing this committee. We can fundraise the right way, the hard way, with calls and a lot of time and effort, but the right way. I will outline more of what I believe is needed to structure this committee in the coming week. The first meeting is coming up on Saturday, 9:25, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. And I'm looking forward to those of you who want to join up and do this important work of revitalizing our relationship with our listeners. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So again, that's this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. Local time. And is that on a Zoom call or Maestro conference? Janine, you're muted.
I think I would like to start it as a Zoom because we don't know how many people are going to be interested.
Okay, so just to remind people that we start out every meeting with the mission statement. The mission statement talks about as nearly self-supporting as possible, and that's the purpose of trying to raise funds ourselves, to support what we're doing, self-supporting. Okay, the last agenda item, I believe. I need to shrink something here so I can look at that. So we have additional public comments now, 10 minutes of public comment. And then if there is any new business that can come up, other members of the public wish to speak. I'm sorry, who is that? Nancy, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Beth, you had your hand up, but what was that? Was that in relation to the fundraising committee or something else?
Yeah.
Okay, just make your comment, then we'll go to public comment, but quickly because we're out of time.
There was a plea to stand up a fundraising committee much earlier this year, and it's not my favorite thing to do, but I put my hand up because it's necessary. And that was effectively the last I heard of it. And until I got their, word of mouth through the grapevine, I had word that something was going on at the national level and we were going to throw in our lot with that, except I wasn't in that loop. I hadn't received any word from what was supposed to be our own fundraising committee. I ended up with an introduction to Nancy Sorden, who invited me, and I've been attending ever since. And to hear now that there is a committee, that it has a chair, and that we're the ones, other people working on this effort are the ones trying to evade transparency, is downright offensive.
Okay, thank you. It does not have a chair. Just to be clear, the committee will pick its own chair. Janine is serving as the convener of the committee. The committee will meet on Saturday. As any other LSB committee, you'll have a pro tem chair and then eventually a chair, and that's where that stands. So please, everybody, don't try to take offense at everything everybody else says. We can't proceed without it. People, we discussed a national development task force earlier. I apologize for the lack. I'm sorry. There was communication from the national development task force. Maybe it wasn't communicated clearly enough, but those meetings, when they did happen, were posted to KPFTX as well. So just to be clear, we've had several aborted attempts at a KPFK local station board fundraising committee, and the primary responsibility of that is fundraising efforts by the LSB. So that was how the committee was constituted, and we'll take it from there. once the meeting happens. I see Elizabeth May has a hand up, so but that means we're in public comment. We're going back to public comment. I think it was Nancy had the floor for public comment, and then Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you. This is Nancy Sabar and Adetomi from KPFT in Houston. And we, our LSB, we voted to strongly recommend to the GM to have our town hall meetings on the air, and it passed. But we were not able to implement it yet. And as you know, our building has been closed for over a year and a half. Anyway, have y'all made a motion to strongly recommend a town hall meeting on the air? And it would be very great to have the GM right in it. So the questions can be and the comments can be made also not only to the LSB, but to the GM. I mean, I would strongly recommend if you haven't made a motion to make one before you close and let him know how y'all feel. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth, me here.
Oh, yes. I'm a little under the weather today, but me and my compañero have been listening. I'm going to pass it to him. His name is Rodrigo.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, basically, we wanted to clarify that the issue of the forum, because I saw an email from you, Michael, that it seems like there was confusion and they were moving the forum to Saturday, whatever. But nobody, I don't think nobody has done that. Yeah, and so the Spanish language forum for the candidates was something that Dines, you know, said that she was going to have under control. And I think it was already announced, but I did not hear any confirmation that everything is, you know, it's been, you know, like confirmed, basically. And that's one thing. The other thing is that I also heard about, you know, certain objections in terms of the day of October, you know, the Dia de la Raza. So there is a difference, actually. I just want to clarify that there is a difference, like in Latin America, usually, not usually, all the time, you remember the 12th. Right, the 12th. So it's not like the closest day to the weekend or whatever, right? It doesn't work that way. You know, it's the 12th. It's like May 4th, right? You do it May 4th, and it doesn't matter whether it's Wednesday or Friday or whatever. So, and just to make it very clear, everybody who's been here in this land, it's, of course, you know, part of this initiative. Otherwise, it wouldn't be call, you know, for the indigenous communities. It's like there's no indigenous community without indigenous community. That means everybody who can, you know, participate will be more than appreciated. And I do support, you know, what the initiative of Benavides did. So, that's it. And I just want to clarify the 27, please, you know, because we need to know about that. Thank you.
Thank you. There was actually an email response from the NES. Very briefly, she did verify the 27th, but I think there has to be further discussion about the invitations and participation and translation and all the rest of it. So we will work on that. Andrew Weiss is next.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I think a fundraising committee is a great idea, and I'm interested in participating, and I invite and encourage other listeners to participate. Listeners have a lot of great ideas and time on their hands to help our great radio station and the network. And thank you, Janine, for stepping up. Can you let us know, anyone, how we can, what is the process for joining the committee or participating? Do we just go on to KPFTX and find the information, or is there other ways you can let us know? Thank you.
The date is posted. We are sending out, as I said, a weekly KPFK LSB news email. You can sign up for that one at SYMPA, S-Y-M-P-A, at lists.riseup.net. You send them a blank email, and in the subject line, write subscribe. KPFK LSB News, all one word, all lowercase. And you'll get a weekly announcement of upcoming meetings and activities related to governance. And KPFTX, it is posted there. I assume if it's going to be by Zoom that Janine will post the Zoom information on that so people can join the call. Is there further public comment? Okay, is there any new business that anybody wants to bring up? Maybe there's a motion in regards to what Nancy talked about.
Chair, Haba wants his public comment read in the chat. You want to do it? You want me to do it?
I've had difficulty getting to the chat for some reason on my phone. So if you have
okay,
it,
let me
go
see.
Look at it.
Let me see if I could put it up. Or if not, I'll yield to Paulina because she's really good at that. Paulina, you want to read it?
Hey, this is a comment from, not from me, but from Hara Handala. KPFK has had a financial crisis since April 2020. So almost 1.5 years. Miguel Calzada is the third KPFK station manager this calendar year. Yet no one has said publicly that a document called a plan exists, any plan. What we have had is firefighting rather than exercising foresight to turn a vision into concrete steps. This is obviously unacceptable and evidence of Executive Director Lydia Brazon being derelict. The only intent shown in the public record is the 11th of June 2020 PNB decision, and I quote, that significant expense cuts be made at KPFK as soon as possible. These cuts should be at least 30%, end quote. So not even a deadline. Being fair to Mikel, he needs to publicly declare what constraints determined by Brazon he has to make decisions according to it. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment? So there was a suggestion from Nancy Sabarner told me regarding
you
the
got John. You got John Malkovich.
Okay. John, I don't see him, but go ahead. John Markowitz, you have to unmute yourself if you want to speak.
I'm sorry. I forgot I had that mute. I've been thinking about this for quite a few months, and I think now is the time to present this. I think it would be highly beneficial that we have, that we establish a Pacifica email list, and I mean all five signal areas combined, not five separate lists, that this would be only for actual Pacifica members in all five signal areas and beyond. That would be the requirement to be able to subscribe to it. It would be an uncensored, unfiltered email list that would have an archive. So, and I do request that this be done not using Google at all, that we use, you know, whatever list means. Now, the reason I'm suggesting this is because we desperately need a way, you know, some people were suggesting a chat room be established for this. I think Alan Beek brought that up at the beginning of the meeting. I think an email list is better. The reason I do is because that way threads of subject matter and issues that are on the table and of concern to all of our members, can be discussed in an open way. And, you know, in my opinion, it doesn't matter that we don't have to conform to anybody's issues of use of language or anything like that. It would not come under FCC jurisdiction in that regard, such as the on-air content does. And I think it would help very much because we all are using email lists of one sort or another that are being.
Okay, thanks. That's the time for your comment. So
I think it's a critical component to being able to solve these. The obfuscation and a lot of the things that are going on behind the scenes that even many board members don't know about as.
Okay, thank you. So just to clarify, you're talking about a discussion list?
No, I'm talking about an open email list for any topic pertaining to Pacific.
Yes, I'm saying a discussion list.
Well, if that's
how
you want.
On, I'm asking to clarify. You're talking about when you say open email list, you're saying anybody on the list can communicate to the list? Is that what you're
That's
talking
correct.
About?
Any okay, filtering or censorship, and
yeah.
it would be
okay.
all Pacifica members only.
Okay, thank you. All right, Bill, you had your hand up. Was that in relation to new business? You'll have to unmute yourself, Bella.
Yes, I am here. I am here now. Yes, I wanted to address what Nancy put up. That is very, very germane to where we are right now. And I would like to propose the motion that we do send an edict from this body with consensus to the GM that we expect the next town hall, KPFK town hall event to be broadcasted and to immediately start gearing up to start the promotion process in English and Spanish. And so it needs to be done, and we need to get it out now. We don't have the time to wait. And then I wanted
okay.
to address... I wanted to also address Rodrigo's concern. The meeting was changed for the 27th, and it is between 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. That's the time. That's the date. And I was the one who wrote to Rodrigo that there was a conflict there. Okay, thank you.
Okay, my understanding was it was originally the 27th, it's still the 27th. I take that as a motion to urge the GM to... have the town hall broadcast on the air and promoted.
Right.
Is there a second for that? Is there a second?
Yeah, Lauren seconds, Chair.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, I'll try to put it into the chat. Eric, you have your hand up. Go ahead. You have to unmute yourself.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I just wanted to point out, since this meeting is... time has flown, as we say. We had a little bit more edifying and open-ended discussion in the governance committee on some of the topics that have come up. We did a little brainstorming, if I can use that word, and we also batted around the imperatives surrounding fundraising. Since we haven't been able to duplicate anything like that in this meeting and can't due to time constraints, if people are interested, they can listen on the stream to our Wednesday governance committee meeting for some ideas that and free-spirited discussion that occurred at that time. And perhaps in our next meeting, we could allocate a portion of it to the ideas of all the board members in those regards. And obviously, we'll also have a report from the first fundraising meeting, I presume. That's all for today. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I forgot to mention the motion.
Quickly,
the
please.
Program...
Go ahead. Come on. We're way past time.
Yes, this body declined to give credence to the program proposal that was presented to this body. Rodrigo spoke in favor of it, and he spoke...
Sorry, you're out of order. We adopted a motion on that topic. It said that LSB urges the general manager to broadcast special programming for Indigenous Peoples Day, and that's where it's left. We're out of time. And we're out of...
as amended, so, Chair, as amended.
Yes, as amended, that's right. There were several amendments of adding content, but the main thrust is to, recommend extensive general programming. So I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn because we are well past the time that we scheduled.
So moved, Chair. Lawrence, so moved to adjourn.
Michael,
okay.
This is Eric.
I'm
save
saving the chat.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Janine Zoom. Okay, thank you. So Hara Handala is still reporting he's not getting any stream. Somebody has to talk to him because Hara, multiple people verified that the chat was available and saw it. So I don't know what your problem is, but it went out on the stream as far as other people are aware. So I don't know what the problem is, but you probably need to work on something on your end, and maybe somebody else can help you with it. All right. Thanks, everybody. Meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.